days to meet our signature goal. 4 more days to stand up to Supervisor Kevin Cry by signing the recall petition. Time is short. Together we can help Shasta County find its voice again, not the voice of Kevin Cry. Add your name. Help restore your county to health. Sign the petition at Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon. Sign, then vote. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now KCNR cuts to Tyler Chapman with live football.
We're coming to you live from Bill Chapman Community Stadium in Palo Cedro, California. With a matchup between the Latin High School Grizzlies.
This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored.
And the Foothill High School Cougars. Right now it is 43 seconds left in the third quarter of the JV game. We will be bringing you live varsity football here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Right now the score is tied 35-35 between Foothill and Lassen in the JV game. We'll bring you a little bonus coverage before we cut to Friday Night Heights to get you ready for all the action tonight. I'm your host, Tyler Chapman. It's a beautiful evening for football. Oh, and the pass is almost complete to Foothill wide receiver number 4. Again, this is a JV football game with 33 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Talking earlier to Foothill High School head coach McKenzie, he was talking about their out-of-conference losses that they suffered this week, or this last 2 weeks, against Edison High School and against San Marin High School. They feel like they're going to fare a lot better this week against a Lassen squad that was dominated last week in their football game. And it's clock ticking down under 30 seconds now to go in the third quarter. And we will be bringing you the weekly high school magazine show, Friday Night Hype, and then we'll get to all the action of varsity football. Well, let's run down the rosters of both the Foothill Cougars and the Lassen Grizzlies. First, the Lassen Grizzlies. At number 0, running back, linebacker, senior, 5'10", Deshaun Moore. At quarterback, Zayn Wright, number 3. At number 5, at running back, Ezekiel Christensen. At wide receiver, number 6, Keegan Lewis. At running back and strong safety, Dawson Moore. At quarterback, Nash Osborne. Wide receiver, Wyatt Harkema. At quarterback, number 15, Connor Kirak. Number 16, wide receiver, Tyler DeRossi. Number 17, running back, Peyton Garate. Number 20, Braden Moon, running back, senior. Number 21, Elijah Palmer, wide receiver and cornerback, junior. At number 25, Connor Langslit, wide receiver. Number 25, it's Austin Hollinsworth, running back and strong safety, also a senior. And number 33, Levi Grooms, tight end and outside linebacker. Number 36 is Zachary Hart, running back and outside linebacker. Number 50, Anthony Sanchez, guard and middle linebacker. And number 52, Danny Davidson, center and defensive end. At number 53, Austin Johnson, guard and nose guard. At number 55, Felicio Magalanes, guard and defensive end. At number 56, Zachary Richmond, guard and defensive tackle. At number 58, Jacob Alfaro, guard and defensive tackle. Number 60, Tedrick Otto, tackle, junior. At number 62, Cesar Lopez, guard and defensive tackle. At number 68, Seamus Duarzar, guard and nose guard. At number 72, Zebedias Hall, guard and nose guard. 73 is Regan Dunton, tight tackle and defensive end. And number 74 is Kawaka Hathaway, center and defensive tackle. Number 84, wide receiver Thomas Gates. And finally for Lassen, tight end, number 85, Joey Harrison. And those are your Lassen Grizzlies. And for your Foothill Cougars, wide receiver senior, Alonzo Borchette. Number two, wide receiver, Wyatt Smith. Number three, wide receiver, Logan Roberts. Number four, wide receiver, Bryce Harmon. Number five, another wide receiver, Derek Rudd. Number six, another wide receiver, it's Connor McMormis. And number seven, yet another wide receiver, it's Luke Wildeco. And number eight, quarterback, Hunter Marcion. And number nine, Brendan Cruz, wide receiver and cornerback. Number 10 is Tyler Ferrari. And number 11 is Caleb Montgomery. And number 12 is Christopher Hall, wide receiver and free safety. And number 13 is Justin Camacho, wide receiver, senior, 6'2". And number 14 is Gavin Korn. You can hear the cheerleaders in the background. We are here at Foothill High School, Bill Johnson Community Stadium. It is still a tie game with 9 minutes and 32 seconds left in the JV game. And it is a complete pass for Lassen down to their 25-yard line. Back to the lineups. Number 15, wide receiver Colton Leahy. Number 17, Cody Whitehurst, kicker, senior, and 5'9". Number 18 is Davon Camp, wide receiver. Number 20 is Justin Munez, running back. And number 21 is Tristan Richards, free safety, junior. Number 22 is Gavin Browning, running back. Number 23 is Masek McMain, running back and middle linebacker. 24 is Gavin Knott, running back and middle linebacker. Number 25 is Caden Marsh, wide receiver and cornerback. At number 26, Ryan McAuley, wide receiver, free safety. And the Grizzlies have scored. It is now 41-35 in the junior varsity game. At number 25 is Connor Modisett. At number 32 is Connor Mayweather. And number 33 is Dawson Mortimer. Number 40 is Cameron Brooks. 42 is Marcos Vasquez. 44 is Hunter Turner Gibbs. At number 45, quarterback Jude Thompson. At number 48 is Andrew Strohmeyer, outside linebacker and wide receiver. Number 50 is Mason Martina, nose guard and tackle. And the extra point is good for Lassen, and there we on top, 42-35, with 9:01 left to go in the fourth quarter. 51 is Caden Mannion. 54 is Gabe Ramming. 55 is Andy Simmons. And number 55 also, Andy Simons. And number 57 is Anthony Mele. 60, it's Caden Seagrest. And number 62 is Ethan Hawkins. Number 64 is Ryan Vakulich. And number 65 is Joaquin Suavez. 66 is Trenton Kieran. At number 70 is Kingston Copes. At number 71 is Junior Martin. 74 is John Michael Hall. 75, nose guard Gabe Miller. 77, Joseph Kilgo. 78 is Roman Mangrich. At number 80 is Mason Calvet. At number 82 is Federico Scala. 84 is Taylor Mandiola. 87 is Elijah Workington. And at number 88, it's running back Adam Hunt. And those are your starting lineups. And with 9 minutes to go left in the junior varsity game, we will be switching over to Friday Night Hype. You are listening to this game live on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Earned the highly coveted SOC 2 certification. That SOC 2 certification is a compliance standard developed by the American Institute of CPAs. It specifies how trusted organizations should manage customer data in the areas of security, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of five-star Trustpilot and Google reviews that are credited by the Better Business Bureau. Partner with this dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals. They'll share that information with them to evaluate and process your claims right now. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com, 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. Already coming up, Democrats are looking at this Biden poll and they are freaking out. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
X25. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So terrible new polling data from both the Wall Street Journal and CNN about Joe Biden. Democrats, rightly so, are freaking out. Again, bizarrely, we now have agreement between the two parties on one fundamental principle. There's no way you can lose to that guy. That's the fundamental principle. Republicans are like, no way we lose to this doddering old geriatric moron. No way we lose to this corruptocrat. No way. And Democrats are looking at Donald Trump like, no way we lose to a guy who's under four separate indictments before the election, and a guy who participated in the events from the last election to January 6th, and a guy who can't, whose main campaign activity involves going on Truth Social and saying stuff and raising money for his legal fund. No way we could lose to that. So you have both parties in agreement, meme style, like the Predator meme of the gripping fists, saying, no way we lose to that guy. The problem is one side is going to be wrong, right? Someone is going to lose the election. Someone's going to have to lose the election, you would assume. Or maybe this is Sarch, no exit, and we'll just keep running the same election over and over and over. Democrats are actually panicking first, which is interesting. And again, I think indicative of the fact that when we say the Democratic voter turnout is going to be lower, I am not so sure. Because if they are panicking, that means they actually want to win the election. So here's Erin Burnett with Katie Porter, the representative with a whiteboard. And she says, should Biden be replaced on the ballot with this kind of brutal polling?
Does the Democratic Party need to start seriously looking at someone else?
President Biden has done a terrific job on the economy, and I think this is a matter of just people wanting to sort of dream up what they could imagine for different kinds of candidates at this point. But the truth is Joe Biden has a terrific story to tell on the economy.
But do you really think, ultimately, Congresswoman, that if people just saw the economy differently, they wouldn't care about all these other issues that they seem to have strong opinions on, the stamina, the age, whether they're proud to have him as president, all of those, frankly, pretty damning numbers?
Well, as somebody who's run three tough races, I have read a lot of polls in my day, and there's always cross signals, and I think that's some of what you see here. I think at the end of the day, you look at the Biden ability to win independent voters, particularly over Trump. I think this is shaping up with some of the exact same demographics going to support President Biden as did last time, and I think you hear, if anything, even stronger concerns about President Trump.
So, I mean, again, you see her just going to Trump. That is her only defense. And as you'll see, that's the defense mechanism for Biden. Always and forever is going to be Trump. So Jake Tapper was asking similar questions to Joe Biden's campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond, saying, essentially, like, these are really bad poll numbers. What are you going to do about it?
Do you not acknowledge that the perception of his frailty, perceived frailty, is hurting his campaign, is hurting his reelection chances?
Now, about the president's age, you're going to, voters will see his vigor, voters will see his accomplishments. If you just look at his schedule, he's traveling around the world over the next 4.5 days to continue to show American leadership on the world stage. So when they compare President Biden's travel to that of Republicans, even Republicans that are running for president, he's traveling almost 30% more than they are.
Wow, So their defense is that Joe Biden goes in cars sometimes and on planes. Again, pretty weak. Elizabeth Warren was also out trying to defend Joe Biden. You can see how weak the defenses are. And as we'll see, the real defense is that we hate Donald Trump. As always, that is the only defense the Democrats have for Joe Biden's presidency.
Why do you think they're having such a hard time getting their message through on the economy? Why do you think so many Democrats, your party, would like to see someone else be their standard bearer next year?
You know what? I can't do polls. I'm not good at this. But I can tell you this. The president's doing a great job.
She can't.
And how do I know that? I just look at what he has delivered. I look at $35 insulin. Oh. Wow. And we're soon to hit a $2,000 cap on what seniors pay for out-of-pocket medical care. I look at junk fees. And the number of people who are just not going to get bled for $35 here and $50 over there. I look at the fact that he's passed the biggest climate package in the history of the world.
And everybody's like, wait, I'm supposed to vote for that guy because he spent money on windmills? Really? In the inflationary cycle? And I'm paying a lot of money for gas every time I go to fill up? And you're telling me he spent a lot of money on windmills? Like, that is your case? I like when Elizabeth Warren, who was a Harvard law professor, like, I don't know what polls are. What is a poll? How do I read them? I know Elizabeth Warren. I've met Elizabeth Warren. In fact, she was one of the people who was a recruiter at the Harvard Law Party I went to when they were doing recruitment in Los Angeles. And Elizabeth Warren is smart enough to read a poll. This is absolute nonsense. But again, the final Democratic pitch is going to have nothing to do with Joe Biden. It's going to have to be entirely to do with Donald Trump, which is why if that's their plan, if their plan is we run against Donald Trump, then the poor polling for Biden actually creates kind of a bizarre sweet spot in the eye of this hurricane for him. Alrighty, coming up. Democrats don't have a candidate, but what they do have is Donald Trump, and they plan on just running on Trump all the way up until election time. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Exam required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Democrats don't have a plan to make Joe Biden more popular, but they do have a plan to make him win, and that's just say Donald Trump over and over. Again, the Democrats' case, it's always and forever going to come down to we hate Donald Trump. That's all it is. And Kamala Harris makes this clear, right? She was asked this question yesterday. What makes you think they're going to win this election? And she's like, well, democracy is at stake. Now, those of us who live in the rational world are deeply annoyed by this kind of language. The reason I say this is because democracy is always at stake. I mean, when we talk about what Democrats have done, using executive orders, for example, to cause OSHA to try to force 80 million Americans to take a vaccine that they don't want to take, or when Joe Biden decides to relieve student loans simply with the wave of his pen, or when members of the Democratic Party try to undermine the credibility of the Supreme Court, or when they refuse to acknowledge elections in Georgia, for example, like Stacey Abrams, when all of that happens, that apparently is just good, solid governance. When Republicans do any of the above, then that, of course, is a threat to democracy. But the reality is that our democratic institutions are pretty durable, and they've proven themselves pretty durable. This is why this sort of language annoys me. I talked about it yesterday on the show. When people say this is the last election, they're lying to you. You know how I know they're lying to you? Because they're not out in the woods training with a militia right now. That's how I know. You know what people do if they think a war is coming? They start preparing for a war. You know what they don't do? Sit by their computers in an air-conditioned office and tweet about it. That's typically not what they do. But, again, this is the campaign strategy. The campaign strategy is going to be Joe Biden in front of a blood-red Independence Hall talking about how fascism is about to break like a wave upon the country if Donald Trump were to be reelected to the presidency. This is their entire campaign. Here's Kamala Harris making that bizarre case.
You were dismissive of some of the Republican criticism of you and the president. When you look at current polling, the front runner for a Republican nomination is the former president, the 45th president.
We will win re-election. There is too much at stake, and the American people know it.
There's too much at stake is code for, if my opponent wins, fascism will reign. And maybe Americans buy it, but if they do, the only reason they buy it is because the media are liars on a routine basis, and also because we are going to spend the next year talking about Donald Trump and January 6th. And if this entire election is about Donald Trump and January 6th and not about Joe Biden's crappy policies, that does give the Democrats a leg up. If you're an independent voter and all you hear day in and day out from the media is threat to democracy, Donald Trump's in court today because he's a threat to democracy, Donald Trump's in court today because he's a threat to democracy, January 6th, threat to democracy. If that's all you hear from now till election day, and if Donald Trump is on Truth Social tweeting about that stuff all day, well, I mean, that's not going to be a good pathway to election. What would be a good pathway to election for any Republican worth his salt is Joe Biden is a terrible president. He's really bad at the job. Because you know what? The vast majority of Americans agree with that. And by the way, Joe Biden is getting worse. According to the Los Angeles Times, the Biden administration is now considering forcing some migrant families who enter the country without authorization to remain near the border in Texas while awaiting asylum screening, effectively limiting their ability to travel within the United States. Administration officials have been considering that idea as a way to stem recent increases in the number of migrant families crossing the southern border, which reportedly reached an all-time high last month. They're calling it the Remain in Texas plan, which is, it's clearly motivated by an attempt to stop all these people from going to New York and Chicago and blue enclaves where all mayors are getting increasingly pissed off. So I love this. So basically, Joe Biden has an open border policy that is being greenlit by federal judges, by the way, because Texas tried to build a barrier in the middle of the Rio Grande to prevent illegal migrants from crossing the border. And a U.S. judge ordered Texas to move those buoys from the middle of the Rio Grande. This is to an embankment on the Texas side of the river, which, of course, makes it a lot easier for people to...
And we're live here from Bill Johnson Stadium. We got 24.8 seconds left of the JV game, and we're here at Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. And the score is 48 for Lassen and 43 for Foothill. Foothill should receive the ball one more time with a chance to pull off a miracle here. You're on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we are bringing you football live on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll get you set with the starting lineups as soon as the junior varsity game is over. It is a beautiful night for football tonight. Maybe 80 degrees outside, sunshine, and it is 81 degrees out here at Foothill High School in Palo Cedro. Lassen getting set to kick off. Foothill with a last chance ditch effort. 24.8 seconds left to drive at the length of the field. This is the junior varsity game. We will be bringing you varsity football here momentarily. And the kick. It's a short kick. And Foothill will receive. And down the line, and he'll get down to about the 45, 46, 7-yard line. That's where Foothill will start. Foothill with only 20 seconds left in the junior varsity game to make some magic happen. Let's see what happens here. You're listening to us live on Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at Free Fire Radio, your talk radio. Foothill High School with the football. And the snap. With only 20 seconds left to go, he doesn't look like he has anywhere to go, but the ball is off, and he gets to the 40-yard line. Number 12 with the catch for Foothill High School. 14 and 1.1 seconds left for Foothill. They still have to go 40 yards. Let's see what they can do here. A big second down and two for Foothill. All right. And the sun is setting over these hills here in Palo Cedro and Foothill with maybe two or three plays. And here it comes on a run. Oh, and the ball gets, it looks like it's a fumble, and Lassen will get the ball. And Lassen's going to take it all the way. It looks like it'll be a stupid score for Lassen, and it sure will be. Touchdown, Lassen Grizzlies. Oh, yes. And that'll be the ball game. Final score will be Lassen 54 and Foothill 43. But we still have more football action to bring you here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And they're going to be lining up to shake hands here. We'll get you set for varsity football action on KCNR. Last week's game was at Shasta High School between the Shasta High School Wolves and Paradise High School Bobcats. The Shasta High School Wolves routed Paradise by a final score of 45-6. This week we hope for a little bit more competitive affair. Lassen High School did see Shasta High School in the week one, and Lassen did give them all they can handle, 26-24. But this is a new week, and these are new squads. This is Foothill High School. They went 10-2 last year in dominant fashion in the playoffs, defeating Chico High School before finally falling to Putnam Valley High School in the second round of the playoffs. this Foothill High School school looks to be primed to do big things. Oh, excuse me, buddy. And we have the flag carry, and here comes football, Foothill Varsity Football. The cheerleaders are meeting them in the end zone. And as you can hear, the stadium is getting ready. And here comes the Foothill High School Cougars! Here they come, running out on the field, carrying a Pirates flag and the American Stars and Stripes glory out there flying for Foothill. The Cougars are dressed, in white with red jerseys and red trim on their white pants, white helmets with a red stripe down the middle. It's just an absolutely beautiful night for football as the sun is setting here over these hills in Palo Cedro. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR. And Foothill's lining up on their goal line. And the marching band behind them in the end zone. It is military night here at Bill Johnson Stadium, Community Stadium here in Palo Cedro. And that is why we're seeing all kinds of stars and stripes, and they're doing drills, and they're off! And their modern-era head coach in Foothill is ready for football. Lassen High School is meeting on the other side of the field, just as intent for a victory tonight. It should be a tough affair between two tough squads. Lassen's coming off of a big defeat last week, and Foothill also, but Foothill was down in San Marin. Playing host to Sam, playing at San Marin High School. I'm going to be right there. I think. Right. Are you sitting up right there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We can set.
No, that's funny. We can just set it up.
Yeah. Let me go up.
Lassen High School. Doing their drills at the 45-yard line. It is just an absolutely gorgeous night for football. Lassen High School is getting set for action, and so is Foothill doing drills in the end zone. Your talk radio, KCNR, bringing you all the action live. We have about 9 minutes left before the game starts. Earlier this week, talking to Director of Searchlight reporter Ethan Allen Hansen, he expects big things from Foothill High School. On this campus earlier this summer, NFL superstar Juju Smith-Schuster showed up and ran drills with the kids, all because him and the Foothill High School head coach went to school together at USC. Juju Smith-Schuster ran drills with the kids all afternoon and was an asset to a Foothill High School squad that is looking to do big things again this year. 96.5 FM is where all the action is. 1460 AM as well. Your talk radio. Foothill is running drills on their sideline. And we'll get you set with the lineups if you were not with us earlier. All right, starting from the bottom, number 88 running back for Foothill, Adam Hunt. And the kicker is going to be Elijah Warkton. Number 84 wide receiver, Taylor Mendola. 82 wide receiver, Frederico Scala. Number 80 wide receiver, Mason Calvert. Number 78, Roman Mangrich. Number 77, Joseph Kilgo. 75, Gabe Miller. Number 74, John McMichael. Hall. Number 71, Junior Martin. Number 70, Kingston Coates. Number 66, Trenton Heron. 65 is Joaquin Suevas. Number 64 is Ryan Vukovich. Number 62 is Ethan Hawkins. Hockett. Number 60 is Caden Segrest. Number 57 is Anthony Melee. Number 55 is Andy Simons. Number 54 is Gaz Rhyming. 51 is Kated Mannion. Number 50 is Misa Martina. Number 48 is Andrew Strohmeyer. Number 45, quarterback Jude Thompson. Number 44, running back Hunter Turner Gibbs. Number 42 is wide receiver Marcos Vasquez. Number 40 is Cameron Brook. Number 33 is Dawson Mortimer. Number 32 is Connor Mayweather. And number 28 is Connor Modisic. Number 27 is Zach Dougal. 26 is Ryan McNally. Number 25 is Caden Marsh. Number 24 is Gavin Knott. Number 23 is Mason McCain. Number 22 will be Gavin Browning. Number 22 will be Trustin Richards. Number 20 will be Justin Munns. Number 18 is Devon Camp. Number 17 is Cody Whitehurst. Number 15 is Colton Leahy. Number 14 is Gavin Korn. Number 13, Justin Camacho. Number 12, Christopher Hall. Number 11, Caleb Montgomery. Number 10 will be Tyler Ferrari. Number 9, Brandon Cruz. Number 8, Hunter Marchion. Number 7, Luke Wildeco. Number 6, Connor McMorris. Number 5, Derek Rudd. Number 4, Bryce Harmon. Number 3, Logan Roberts. Number 2 is Wyatt Smith. And number 1, Alonzo Borchette. And they're getting set and ready for football. We have 5 minutes and 35 seconds until kickoff here at Foothill High School. Now let's get you set with Lassen High School's roster. At number 85 is Joey Harrison. Number 84 is Thomas Gates. Number 74 is Kiwaka Hathaway. Number 73 is Regan Dutton. Number 72 is Zebedias Hall. Number 60 is Seamus Gitzar. Number 62 is Cesar Lopez. Number 60 is Tedrick Otto. Number 58 is Jacob Alfaro. 57, Zachary Richmond. Number 55 is Feliciano. We'll just call him Feliciano. Number 53 is Austin Johnson. Number 52 is Danny Davidson. Number 50 is Anthony Sanchez. Number 36 is Zachary Hart. Number 33 is Levi Gromes. Number 26 is Austin Hollinsworth. 25 is Connor Langslit. Number 21 is Elijah Palmer. Number 20 is Bryden Moon. Number 17 is Peyton Garate. And number 16 is Tyler DeRossi. Number 15 is Connor Kirak. Number 10 is Wyatt Harkema. Number 9 is Nash Osborne. Number 8 is Dauphin Moore. 6 is Keegan Lewis. Number 5 is Ezekiel Christensen. Number 3 is Zion Wright. And at number 0, running back Deshaun Moore. We only have another 4 minutes left till kickoff here at Foothill High School. You're listening to us live from 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. The marching band is getting everybody ready. And we're going to take just a quick commercial break. You're listening to us live from 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And we're back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Foothill High School is getting ready to play. Foothill High School is getting ready to play. That's okay there. And their marching band is playing Seven Nation Army. But you know it's high school football when you hear rock and roll music played by the marching band. 96.5 FM 1460 AM is your talk radio. And you are listening to us live here from Foothill High School. In talking to the coach, Foothill, he said that he expected his boys to come out lively today after two flat losses that they were playing against some superior squads in Edison and San Marin High School. It is a packed house out here. We got students walking around looking like they're very interested in football action. We have parents who are interested in football action. And this is a community event, so you know we're here in Palo Cedro. It is Military Appreciation Night. And it looks like we have some military personnel out on the track and field rubber right now. It looks like we appear we have some Air Force, some Marines, some Army. And this is KCNR, so you know it's your talk radio. Well, this is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It is starting to get a little chilly out there. It is just a beautiful night for football as the sun is setting over the hills. Friday Night Lights here on 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And it looks like the captains are going to be running out in the field for the coin flip. Just an excellent night for football. You could not ask for a better night. It is September 8th, and this fall weather is beautiful. We're still waiting for the teams, the captains, to run out and for them to take care of the coin flip. This is KCNR, your talk radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Just a beautiful night for football. The marching band is up. It looks like they will be performing our national anthem. We're waiting for the indication here as the clock ticks down under 30 seconds here in the pregame. Here comes the referees up to the center of the field to the big Foothill High School Cougars logo in the center. And they're running to the Foothill High School head coach. And we're set to get started here. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio on KCNR. Ross Griffith is the head coach at the Foothill High School. And he said that he's poised to see his team make another playoff run this year. Last year, they were disappointed in a 10-7 loss to Pleasant Valley in the second round of the playoffs. But he expects big things from his squad this year. It is going to be a fabulous night for football here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Starting to get a little chilly out, but these boys are going to be more than well equipped. And it looks like it appears there is an air conditioner in this room. And that would be why there is some air conditioning. All right, the captains are out in the center of the field, and we're getting set for football. All right, and the PA announcer is introducing the PA announcer is introducing the captains, and they're getting ready to toss the coin here. It looks like Alonzo Borchette will be out there as a captain, as well as Christopher Hall, and number 33 will be Dawson Mortimer will be the captains for your Foothill High School Cougars. Let's see what the indication is here. They are waiting to flip the coin still. All right, it is still in the, they're still in the middle of the field there waiting on the coin toss. This is going to be a beautiful matchup, and it looks like it will be Foothill. They're deferring. So it looks like Lassen will receive the football first, and that's how we'll get started here. It will be Foothill's ball to start the second half. Foothill is 0-2 on the year with two losses, as I said, to two bigger schools in San Marin High School and in Edison High School out of Novato. They did score their first points of the year last week. And here comes the military personnel out to the center of the field. It is Military Appreciation Night here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Everybody will be standing for the national anthem here. And we'll let you listen to all the action here. They're introducing the military personnel out on the field right now. And a well-due round of applause for the military personnel. Thank you for your service, men and women. You gotta love the pageantry of high school football. And the marching band is marching from the end zone to center of the field. And it does appear they will be stopping at the 50-yard line. And here is your Foothill High School marching band. And they're continuing with the introductions of the military personnel. And we are still waiting here. All right. And they're almost done introducing the military personnel here. They have some military men from the Army, Marines, and the Air Force. And we sure do thank them for their service. And here comes the Star Spangled Banner. Not a sitting person in this crowd that is able to stand. And here we go.
And we're going
Cowboy Flyer, we're ready for football on Friday night. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM is your talk radio. And we'll be getting ready for kickoff here shortly. A marching band, what a wonderful job in the Marines. Military personnel walking off the field. And the young soldiers for Foothill and for Lassen will be walking on to the field. We're looking forward to a beautiful matchup tonight. And the PA announcer is telling everybody to be a good sport, and that is necessary in a game like high school football. This can be a dangerous sport, but less dangerous so when everybody does their part to be sportsmanlike in their conduct. All right, here we go. It looks like we're getting set for kickoff here. And that will be Foothill kicker. Foothill will be kicking off the Lassen. And we'll get you set with their roster and their kicker. And kicking off will be Cody Whitehurst for Foothill. No, that'll be number 60. That'll be number 50. And that will be Mason Martina for Foothill kicking off. And here we go. Let's get set for football. A booming kick down to about the 20-yard line. And Lassen will receive it there. And they'll kick through the line. Lassen with a big kick return down to the 41-yard line. And that is where Lassen will get started. That is where Lassen will get started. All right, Lassen High School taking over here at the 41. It looks like Lassen will be lining up, starting the game with a single back formation with three wide receivers, one in the slot. Foothill has a 8-in-the-box scheme with two safeties and two cornerbacks. And it'll be a run play, and he will be moved backwards. Nothing doing there. Or Lassen on the carry. A stout stop for Cook Foothill on first down. It'll be second down and 10. They gave them nothing on that play. All right. Foothill's quarterback is number 3, Zion Wright. And it looks like they have Ezekiel Christensen in the backfield. And it will be Christensen. And it looks like Wright fell forward for maybe one or two. Bringing up third down and about 8 for Foothill, or for Lassen. And the band is getting a workout as well as the players on the field. They're rolling up Old Glory on the sidelines. Third down and 8 for Lassen. And up to the line, Lassen goes. And here comes the motion and the snap. And it looks like, oh, he'll be bust out of the pocket. And he'll be sacked. Nash Offord is sacked at the 30-yard line in Foothill. Looks like they're poised to take over on a fourth down punt. And number 77, it'll be Joseph Kilgo with the tackle. And Kingston Coates on the stop as well for Foothill. It will be a punt for Lassen. And that appears to be Christensen, the running back, also back to punt for Lassen High School. And the kick is away, and it's a booming high kick down to about the 45-yard line, and it bounces. And takes a Lassen bounce all the way down to the 32-yard line, and that was where Foothill will start their first drive of the night. 9:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Nothing to score. Hill High School will be taking over here at what looks like the 32-yard line. Their own 32-yard line, marching down about 68 yards for the score is what they need.
Thank you very much.
The referees tonight, Keith Adams, umpire Don Milligan, sidelines Christian Clements, line judge Jeremiah Bidwell, and Foothill rolls out, and it will be a catch. And he'll get some room down the sideline, and he'll go down to the 50-yard line. And that is going to be Alonzo Burchett for Foothill. Excellent start for Foothill High School. Back to the referees. We also have line judge Jeremiah Bidwell and back judge Mike Van Gundy. It'll be first down for Foothill at their 49-yard line. And the pitch out, and it will be to Borchette. And it looks like Borchette will get some room down to the 45, a 5-yard pickup on first down for Foothill. All right, it looks like it will bring up a second down and 5 to go for Foothill High School. They'll call it 4. It looks like the quarterback is going to be Hunter Marcione. And he'll take the snap here. And it'll be another dose of force set up the middle, and this will be enough for a first down. And it looks like... And it looks like they got the first down. The judges did give them enough. And they'll be exactly at the 40-yard line. Foothill appears primed to be marching the ball all night on these laughing Grizzlies. Let's see what the Grizzlies can come up with here. Foothill with bright red jerseys with red stripes, white pants, and a white stripe on their jerseys with white helmets. And here we go, Borchette again. A healthy dose, but he will be... No, he's still on his feet. And he'll get, oh, he's still on his feet! All the way down to the 25-yard line after what it appeared to be a stop of nothing. He's all the way down to the 25-yard line of Lassen. Borchette is making his name known tonight. All right, it looks like the Cougars will be conferring to the sidelines to see what kind of play calls they need here, and they're going to be back out. Number 7, Luke Wildeco at wide receiver. Number 2, we got Wyatt Smith, also split out wide. And we have number 33 in the backfield, and that will be Dawson Mortimer. And it looks like it will be Mortimer. No, it'll be a reverse, and that's number 16, and he's got some room, and he'll march right in, number 12 to the touchdown for Hill! And that's Christopher Hall with the run. Foothill High School on top. 6-0 early in the first quarter. 8 minutes and 17 seconds left to go here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It'll be Cody Whitehurst, the kicker for Foothill, lining up for the extra point. And this one will be up and through. 7-0, Foothill, here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We will take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be coming back to more high school football. KCNR, your talk radio. And we're back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. What an excellent one by Foothill. When it appeared he was going to be stopped in the backfield on the play previous, Foothill's running back made a valiant effort and set up the scoring play. So far, so good for Foothill. Lassen needs to see what they can do here. If they let Foothill march like that, it's going to be a long night for the Grizzlies. Foothill will be kicking off here. All right. We have number 54, Foothill. Kicking off. Going from isolate, that's Mason Martinez. And we got the Laughing Grizzlies back to receive, and he looks like he's getting some blocks. That's number zero there, and he'll get down to about the 27-yard line. That's Deshaun Moore with the return. All right, the 27-yard line is where they're going to start. And the tackle on that play was Connor McMorris, free safety and wide receiver for Foothill. All right, let's see what Lassie can do here. Stepping up to the line. And it will be a run play, and it'll be Deshaun Moore, and he will get some room, and that'll be about 6 or 7 on the first down carry. We've called Moore's name a number of times tonight already, even though Lassen's only had 5 offensive plays. Lassen needs to get a sustained drive going here to take the wind out of Foothill sails. And here comes Lassen to the line. And here they go. And it will be another more carry, it appears. Yes. Oh, it'll be down for a first down. That is Jason Moore. Jason Moore with the first down and a penalty marker flies. Our first one of the evening. Let's see what the call is here. No indication yet. There are 2 yellow penalty flags laying on that green grass. I'm joined alongside my guest, Robert Loss here. Robert, what are you seeing so far from Foothill that's making them effective?
Definitely got a great run game going here. You know, they're strong up on the line. Lassen just needs to, they want to get any hold up in it. They just need to hold up on the line. You know, do the covering. But other than that, Phil's running a great game right now. Let's see what penalties we got.
All right, let's see what the referee's indication is here. And we have, it looks like it will be Lassen marching backwards. And that is the case. It'll be a holding on Lassen. So that will take them all the way back to the 20-yard line. Penalties are appear to offset, so it looks like they will be staying at the 25. That is why there's 2 markers on the field. That'll bring up a second down and what appears to be 15. It says second down and 1, but I do not think that is the case. And the Grizzlies will have it at the 26-yard line. It's 2nd and 12 here. It'll be a wishbone formation and another penalty flag. It looks like a false start will be on the Lassen Grizzlies, but marching them back another 5 yards. It'll be on the defense. Foothill will concede 5 yards. And this will be at the 31-yard line, bringing up what'll be a 2nd down in about 7. It'll be another wishbone formation, tight set with 1 wide receiver on the edge. And it was Moore the whole time. They were going to go to him, and he gets about nothing there. Bringing up a 3rd down and 7, that was Deshaun Moore. They appear primed to be using both of their Moores in the backfield tonight, both Deshaun and Dathan. Deshaun, a senior, and Dathan is a sophomore. Dathan is 6 foot, 190 pounds, and Deshaun Moore is 5 foot 10, 195. 2 big boys in the backfield for Lassen. They have not been able to get going yet, and they need to do so here. With only 7 points on the board for Foothill, and 6 minutes and 51 seconds left to go. All right, in the snap. And it looks like that will be a handoff. Oh, you'll get some room, and that will be Peyton Garate with the run. And they're featuring a strong backfield so far, and that was exactly what the Lassen Grizzlies needed there. That is up to the 45-yard line and a fresh set of downs for Lassen. And it keeps the clock rolling, and that is what they need. They do not need Foothill getting the ball back too many more times in this half. If they can keep that to a minimum, maybe two or three more times for Foothill touching the ball, that'll be in Lassen's best interest. And it'll be Lassen here. And he'll get nothing at the line of scrimmage. Foothill will swarm him and drive him backwards. That is number 26, Austin Hollinsworth with the carry, but he will get nothing. And it looks like it was Caleb Montgomery on the stop. It will be second down and 10 for Lassen. Lassen needs to get the ball going here. They are bleeding the clock out, which is in their interest, but they need to get some points. All right, he hops back, and it'll be wide. Yes, and he'll get some room on a screen pass, and that'll get them about five or six on second down. Pass complete out. And that appears to be Brandon Cruz who has the reception for Lassen. You're listening to this game live on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Lassen High School on third down and six. This is big for Lassen. They need this right here to keep this game going. And it looks like Foothill jumped off first, and it will be. Well, Foothill's pointing the other way, as they would think they would. What is the occasion here? It is a false start on Lassen, and that is exactly the last thing they needed. They will be marching back here to the 43-yard line. Lassen needs to move the ball here. They have about what looks like a third down and 11. All right. And it looks like that'll be number 9, Osborne, and he'll get nothing. The quarterback gets stopped behind the line of scrimmage, and that will bring up a punt situation for Lassen. Great defense from Foothill, not allowing Lassen to break the 50-yard line of the Cougars. And that will be Zion Wright, it looked like, back to kick. Let's see what happens here. He is also their quarterback, so you never know what will happen. And he will kick it away. And it'll be a booming high kick that does not go far at all. And maybe to the 50-yard line. Maybe a 25-yard kick for Foothill. Or for Lassen, excuse me, to Foothill. All right, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Lassen Foothill Football. And we're back here at Foothill, and it looks like Foothill on the first down play fumbles the football and gives it back to Lassen. That is the kind of break the Grizzlies needed. First down for the Grizzlies, number 17, Peyton Garate for Lassen with the recovery. We're coming to you live from Bill Johnson Memorial Stadium. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and it will be Lassen football. And the referees are tossing the football out. and getting a new ball in. It'll be Lassen taking over at the 48-yard line. Looking for a long, sustained drive here. All right, Lassen up to the line. And it looks like it'll be more and more. Yes, now it'll be more Deshaun Moore, and he will get some room. Oh, and he'll get about 8 or 9 on first down. Down to the 42-yard line of Foothill. Deshaun Moore has already carried the ball 6 or 7 times for around 35 yards. All right, Lassen High School stepping up with a 2nd down and 2 at the 44-yard line. All right, here comes Lassen. And it's more. And it looks like he almost have enough for his first down. And that was Dathan Moore, number 8, Dathan Moore on the carry. That is Dathan Moore. And it looks like they got just shy of the first down. Lassen will need about 1 yard here. They'll need 2 yards here. Third and short for Lassen. They need this here so they can keep this drive running. Very interesting start of this first half here. We have Deshaun Moore in the backfield and Dathan Moore. And it will be a run for number 17. That will be Peyton Garate, and he will get enough for a first down. They're marching the football, and they'll be down to the Foothill 36-yard line. Lassen making an attack on the end zone. This is the kind of drive that they needed, and we have 2 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the first quarter here. All right, Lassen will be stepping up to the line. All right, here we go. We have Zion right in the backfield, and he'll be keeping it himself. It looks like, oh, and he'll lose his runner. And he'll get some more room. Flag on the field, but it looks like Zion Wright had enough for about 15 yards on the run. But there are whistles and flags all over. We'll see what the indication is here. It looks like the penalty will be declined. And it was an illegal block in the back on Lassen. That'll march him all the way back to about midfield. It seems like every time Lassen gets going, that will be the 44. And it seems like they start marching backwards. They're behind the sticks. And it looks like it'll be about 3rd and 20. I don't believe that to be the case. It must be 3rd down and about 16 yards. Still a long way to go for the Lassen Grizzlies. That'll be 1st and 19, they say. Here they go. 19 yards to go for Lassen. And a big pass on the field. But there are... He overshot his wide receiver. Is there an indication there is another penalty flag on the field? It looks like it might have been a pass interference. And that was Joey Harrison for the Lassen Grizzlies. It was a pass interference on the defense. And I'm not sure if that's a spot fell or not, but it appears to be. And they're going to be all the way down at the Foothill 29-yard line. All right, here comes Lassen up to the line. Looking poised here. This is the kind of drive they needed after a sluggish start. Lassen is finally moving the football. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. What an excellent night for football we have here. Just about a packed crowd. The Lassen side is maybe three quarters full, but the Foothill side is rocking. My estimation, there are probably a good 300 or 400 people in this stadium tonight. It looks like the crowd is being issued a warning. That is right, the crowd is being issued a warning for taunting. At the beginning of the game, they did recognize sportsmanship and say that we needed to have good sportsmanship tonight, and that goes for the crowd and the announcers. I will do my best to continue my decorum. All right, here comes Lassen to the line. And that will be some more. Yes, it'll be number 8, Deshaun Moore. Gaven Moore, he'll go all the way. Touchdown, Lassen! There's more whistles. He did go out of bounds, actually, at the 4-yard line of Foothill. That'll be first and goal. And that was Moore, Dathan Moore. It appears the backfield of Moore and Moore for Lassen is the game plan. Moore and Moore. All right. It'll be first and goal for Lassen. And it appears that Foothill did jump off sides. No, it'll be a Lassen false start. And it will be second down now and about 7. And about 10, second and 10, at second goal at the 10-yard line, excuse me. And Wishbone, 4-back formation, actually. And it'll be more of Deshaun Moore, and he gets nowhere. Maybe 1, not nearly enough for the score. It did appear for a moment that Lassen had gotten in the end zone, but that is not the case. This will be third down and goal, and it'll be interesting to see if they cannot make it here, if they'll kick or not. All right, another wishbone formation with the 2 tight end bunch. And it's going to be run the whole time, and it is run. And he will get down to maybe the 2-yard line. That is more deep and more. More and more. That is the Lassen attack. We'll see here. What will they do? Robert, should they go for it on fourth down, or should they kick this field goal?
I think they should, with 40 seconds left on the clock, you know. Don't give anything up. I think they're going to go for it, but the clock's running, so they need to get it going here.
I think so, too. I would take the points if I was Lassen, but I could see the advantage of going for it here.
He is 33, so, yeah, it's, you know.
Oh, it is only third down. Excuse me. I thought it was fourth down. It is third down and 3. They have 2 shots to get in. Let's see what they do here. Right. And that will be Zion, and he will not get enough.
Take the timeout.
It'll bring up fourth down. Zion Wright does not get enough. And it will be placed at the 2-yard line. And there will be a timeout, and we'll take one along with them. The score is 7-0 here at Bill Johnson Memorial Stadium, and that is the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Football Live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Having trouble with my commercial monitor here, but I will get it up, and we will relay you our sponsors for the evening. Last week's game was sponsored by Chapman Home and Lawn. We are still yet to receive sponsors for the upcoming games, but we are working tirelessly to do so. Until then, we will just be playing some of the sponsors for our other segments here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. All right. And we will take the time out here on 96.5, 1460 AM. It is 7-0 Foothill with Lassen on the doorstep. Your talk radio. Lassen. And we're back with Lassen on the doorstep here. Their quarterback, number 9, Nash Osborne. And it will be more of more. It'll be Deshaun Moore with the flag. He gets in, but this is it going to stand here? Touchdown is the indication on the field. There is a penalty marker down. What is the indication here? It looks like Lassen is celebrating, but still no indication. No indication yet. They will be placing the ball back at the 2-yard line, but is that for the extra point attempt? Yes, it is. It will be 6 points on the board for the Lassen Grizzlies. The score is good. It was a face mask that they will be applying to the kickoff. Number 72 for Lassen is Zebedias Hall for the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good. That ties the game at 7 here. Zebedias is a nose guard and a offensive guard. It is very strange to see him kicking a football, but that is what he's doing here.
The student section
is absolutely cram-packed. It is military appreciation night, so we do see red, white, and blue all over the concourse. What did you see out of Lassen from that drive that really helped them punch it in the end zone, Robert?
They definitely had a lot of run game going. You know, they just kept driving. Did a really good job. You know, the penalties helped a little bit, but, you know, I really give it to the run game.
I do, too. I think they needed that drive right there to stop the sails of Foothill, who will only be receiving the ball for the second time, and that is advantageous to the kind of game the Lassen needs to play. Foothill can be explosive, especially with their wide receivers, so it'll be paramount the Lassen is able to compete with them down the sidelines. We have Christopher Hall set to receive, and kicking off for Lassen will be... It'll be Zebedias Hall again kicking off for Lassen. No, that is Cesar Lopez, excuse me, Cesar Lopez. Lassen breaks the line here, kicking from the 45-yard line. And here comes the kick for Lassen. And another whistle. What is the whistle for here? It appears to be on Lassen, backing them up to the 50-yard line and kicking again. A false start play. That is not good form for Lassen. The false start on the kickoff is a strange thing indeed, because there is nobody there to stop you from going onside at the right time. But that is what happened.
Pay attention more to your kicker. You know, a lot of false starts happen on the line when you're not watching your kicker. You got to let the kicker get in front of you before you start. So that's bad on Lassen right there.
Yeah, that's bad on Lassen's special teams unit. And the special teams unit is one-third of football, and people often forget that the kickoff is important. And here will be Lopez again to kick. And it's a good kick for Lopez down to about the 10-yard line. Number 12 for Foothill receives, and that will be Christopher Hall. And Christopher Hall will get the broom down to around the 35-yard line. And that will be unsportsmanlike. That's another flag. Number 3 for Lassen was Zion Wright, and it looks like he tackled out of bounds. And that might be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Lassen. That's what I feel it'll be. Let's see what it is here. No indication yet as to what the flag is for. The referees are still conferring at about the 40-yard line. And here comes the referee. And that will be a personal foul on Lassen. The referee, Keith Adams, with the call. As a dead ball foul, you cannot tackle like that once the player has already been out of bounds. They really do their best to protect these ball players because this is a brutal and rough sport. All right, Foothill. And here comes the run. And it's a fake. They faked me out. And that will be a catch for number 12. And that will be Christopher Hall with the catch. Then he'll get about 7 yards. Maybe they ought to have ran that football because Justin Munn's on the fake. I thought that he had the football, but they faked me out from up in the press booth. Alaskan cheerleaders, you can hear them from here cheering on their Grizzly squad. 11:17 left to go in the second quarter. And rolling out. And tossing, pitching, and it will be overthrown. They're really trying to get Christopher Hall involved here. And Hunter Marchione is yet to complete a pass for Foothill. Marconi is yet to complete a pass. All right, let's see what Foothill can do here. That'll bring up a third down and a 4. Here we go. Up to line number 20, get some room. And he'll still fight down to around the 30-yard line. And that was Justin Munns. Justin Munns with another carry for Foothill. Chains are moving. That is a first down. Now, this is the kind of game Lassen was hoping for. They were hoping it was going to be a running game to keep Foothill's wide receiving core at bay, and thus far they have kept the game through the ground. All right, here we go. Number 12 in motion. Marconi keeps it. No, he's going to be stopped for about 5. Number Christopher Hall with the run. It appears an option play is something that they're trying to run on Foothill. Second down and 10. Second down and 5, it appears. At about the 25-yard line. 26-yard line. They got Merriweather in the backfield, and they have Wyatt Smith in the backfield as well for a Foothill. Marchione to take the snap, number 12, in motion Christopher Hall. And it'll be overthrown. They're trying to get Hall involved, but that just was sailed over his head. Third down and 5. He's looking over to his coaching staff, and they don't appear none too pleased. And they're on the 26-yard line. Do you think this is nerves for Marconi here, or do you think that there's another reason why they cannot seem to be completing passes thus far, Robert?
Definitely. Lassen's doing a good job flushing him out of the pocket there. You know, he's just got to get tight. He's overthrowing his receivers a little bit.
I would agree. And here comes the run, and it's number 20. Again, it's Justin Munns with the carry. They're leaning on their backfield here, but that will bring up third down and 5. Fourth down and 5 with 9 minutes and 32 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. It's 4th and 1. Let's see what happens. Is Foothill going to go for it? Well, Ross Griffith go? It looks like Ross Griffith will decide to go here. Dawson Mortimer in the backfield, but they have 2 split wide, and it does not appear he will get enough. Will he get there? It'll be up to the umpires here to tell us if we'll get up there. And they do give him the first down. And you hear the crowd going wild here. Hunter Marchione with the 1-yard run. So far, the pass game has not been going for Foothill, but they have found a way on the ground. 8 minutes and 51 seconds left to go. And number 33 will get the football. That is Dawson Mortimer with his third carry of the drive. This is exactly what Lassen needed if they were going to compete in this game today. They needed a slow, methodical pace, and Foothill has given it to them.
My opinion right now is I believe Foothill's going to just try to wear this defense down. You know, that's what it's looking like to me up here in the booth.
Yeah, they'll wear the mound on the run game in the first half and possibly open up the passing attack in the second. But so far, it has been the run, and it will stay through the air here. Oh, and it's off the tip of the hands of Alonzo Borchette. We haven't heard a lot from him since the opening kick, but he had him wide open, and he just missed him. That'll bring up a third down and 8 for the Cougars. Third down and 8 for the Cougars. With 8 minutes and 6 seconds left to go in the first half. A close game thus far on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Marchione, it looks like with Borchette in the backfield. Or Mortimer. And that will be a timeout. And we'll stay right here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. All the fields will take the full timeout, and we'll go take them along with them. You're listening to Lassen Foothill on KCNR. And we're back live here at Bill Johnson Memorial Stadium. Foothill is marching in on the doorstep, but this will bring up a third down and 8. I believe their kicker will have the reins for a field goal attempt from here, but they cannot march backwards if they expect to put any points on the board. Here's Marchione in the backfield, and it appears to be a keeper for Marchione, and he will get a couple, but not enough for the first down. This is high school football, so the kicking game is not sure. What do you think? Do you think they're going to go for it here, Robert?
From the looks of it, it looks like he's going to keep them on the field and go for it. We got a 4th and 8. No, I don't even think it's 4th and 8. I think it's more like a 4th and 4.
A 4th and 4, so Foothill will stay on the field. What is this? Another timeout. Timeout for the Grizzlies. We'll keep it right here. It's only going to be a 20-second timeout. This Grizzlies football team has been competing very well. During this week, I had predicted that Foothill would take care of Lassen by the score of 49-13, and so far they have proven me wrong. It is a tie game with Foothill on the march, but it is nowhere near the blowout that I thought it was going to be. It appears, let's see here. Yes, the final score I predicted was 49-13, and Lassen is doing more than their share to prove me wrong here. It has not been a dominant performance by Foothill the way I thought it might have been. No matter here, we have Foothill with 4th and 3 and 7 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the second quarter here. Marchione, and he'll take it himself! And he'll get all the way in there. Touchdown, Foothill! Marchione makes the crowd go wild. Foothill High School with the score on top, 13-7.
You feel that little earthquake going on up here?
I can't feel that earthquake going on up here. All right, and it will be an extra point attempt. Let's see what happens. The kick is up, and it is good. Foothill. Cody Whitehurst with the extra point. 14-7, Foothill, with 7:27 left to go here in the first half. 965 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are looking for sponsors to keep these games on the air. If you're enjoying what you're listening, contact KCNR. Or myself, Tyler Chapman, at 530-395-9539. Again, if you're liking what you're hearing and you want high school football on the radio, call 530-395-9539 and let me know how you can help high school football to stay on the air here in the North State. Foothills running out to kick the ball away. Lassen has some time to make something happen here in the first half. What do you think Lassen needs to do here?
Definitely think they should probably stick with the run game. The run game's staying strong. You know, still got a whole nother half high school football play here, guys.
This game's not over yet. On the sideline, Foothill has a monitor, and they are running over the plays that were just happening on that drive. Mason Martina for Foothill's kick away. And it's a strong kick.
He's at seven.
It's either the seven by number five for Lassen. Ezekiel Christensen for Lassen. This one has not been as penalty-ridden as the Shasta Paradise game we were at last week, but there have been a number of calls. During the halftime break, we'll bring you Friday Night Hype, and we'll let you listen to the interview with the Foothill High School head coach, Ross Griffins. But we still have plenty of football to go, and they'll be marching forward here. Lassen will be marching forward, and it'll bring up first down and 10 from about the, where will they spot the football here? At the 35, 36-yard line. They're on 36-yard line. That's where Lassen will start their journey to try to bring this game to a 14-14 tie. All right, we have number nine, Nash Osborne. Nash Osborne, the quarterback for Lassen. And we have the backfield of Moore and Moore. And it will be Moore. Oh, it sure will be Dathan Moore, and he'll get about four or five. Their run game has been very strong. Not a lot of passing attempts getting off for either squad this half. If I were Lassen here, I would try to get some chicanery going and reverse the field and see if Dathan Moore or his brother Deshaun Moore can make something happen with their feet. All right, Nash Osborne, the quarterback, Moore and Moore in the backfield. And here comes Deshaun Moore, and he will get bottled up for about one or two. Maybe a loss on the play. That'll bring up third down for Lassen. To me, it's pretty paramount that they get something going here on this drive, not allowing Foothill, who will be receiving in the second half, to go into locker room with an extra opportunity to score. Third down and five for Lassen. All right, they have an empty one in the backfield. Two wide receivers split up to the right side, and it'll be a quick pass. And we don't have a number for number two for Lassen, so we cannot give you his name, but he makes a catch for maybe one or two, and that brings up a fourth down and five. Now, it looks like they will bring out the special teams unit to punt the ball away. Fourth down and three for Lassen, hoping for a strong kick here. And that will be quarterback Zayn Wright, also serving as the team's punter. And waiting for the snap. And what's the indication? It'll be a timeout for Lassen. We're 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be Foothills football. And we're back here at Bill Johnson Memorial Stadium. Lassen did punt the ball away all the way down to around the 24-yard line. Foothill will take over there. Marcioni with the football, empty backfield, and it looks like he will run again. And he gets some open field, and he slides down to about the 33-yard line. Very active feet for the Foothill quarterback. Marcioni with about 8 yards on the carry. All right, here's Marcioni. Another empty backfield for Foothill. Five wide receiver sets. This is what the coach was talking about was going to be their offensive plan. And here is the first completed pass. We have number 12 down the sideline. He's got the room. Foothill has got the room. He keeps going on all the way to the 30-yard line. That is Christopher Hall for Foothill. And he's all the way down to the 30-yard line. Marcioni did take a while to get going, but it appears that Foothill's going to step on the gas and go with another five wide receiver set. And Marcioni will keep it himself, and he'll get a good run up to about the 24. Excellent room. Excellent work here for Foothill. All right, here we go. Foothill still with empty backfield. They are not going to switch up their formation here. Second down and two. And they got Borchette, and it looks like it will be a run for Alonzo Borchette, and he will get enough for a first down. And it'll be Borchette with the run, and it is ticking down. 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in the first half. And then we're good. All right, here we go. What is going on? It looks like it'll be a holding play to march Foothill backwards. And that is sure the indication they're going to be marching backwards to the 30-yard line. And the clock continues to roll here. Foothill marching back onto the field. Behind the sticks, it'll be second down and 10. And Marcione, and it looks like there could have been pass interference, but no call on the play. Good coverage by number 15, Connor Kirak. All right, Foothill steps up to the line. Seems to be some kind of delay. Not sure what it is. We are ticking down 3 minutes and 4 seconds ago in the first half. Student section going crazy. Here's Marchione. And he's got it wide open. And he's down to the 2-yard line. That was number one. Alonzo Borchett with the second reception of the day. All right, Foothill will be down at the 3-yard line. Looking to punch it in and put it to the Laughing Grizzlies. Maybe my prediction will come through after all. All right, we got first down and full on the 5-yard line and goal. And it'll be a running play, a sweep to the right side. He will not get there. Great tackle by number 8 for Stephen Moore. Strong safety. Minutes and 10 seconds left to go. There is no 2-minute warning in high school football, so we'll continue to roll the clock. And they'll be at the 3-yard line. That'll be second down and goal with 3 to go. Lassen really could use a stop here. Even keeping it to a field goal. Here we go. And it'll be a keeper. And will he get there? No, he will not get there. He will be stopped at the 1-yard line. That was quarterback. That is quarterback Marchione. Third down and 1 to go from the goal. Lassen needs to stop here. 1 minute and 19 seconds left to go. The clock is still ticking. Let's see what Lassen can do. A goal line stand here will go a long way towards a victory. And another timeout. Lassen takes a timeout. We'll keep it right here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. All right. Running out and getting some hydration. The Foothill cheerleaders on the sideline. Getting ready for their time to shine. During the halftime break, we'll be playing you Friday Night Hype. Getting you set for all of last week's action and this week's action. And we'll run down the scoreboard of the action going down here right now in the North State. And during the timeout, it appears it'll still be third down with 1 to go for Foothill. I'm Max Press right now trying to retrieve the scores from some of the games around town. We have Williams right now losing to Pierce, 34-13 in the third quarter. We have UPrep on top of Revlon, 27-0. All right, but we'll get back to live action here. Marcion in the backfield, and another whistle. What is the indication? 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go. And that will be on the defense. And that'll march him just a little bit closer to the goal line here. Foothill's on about the 1/2-inch line. Marchione in the backfield. And he will get in easily. Touchdown, Foothill! That is Dawson Mortimer. And that will be 20-7 for Foothill with 1 minute left to go in the first half. Penning the extra points. Enterprise is putting it to Eureka, 34-0. West Valley and Shasta are tied in the first quarter at 0. We have Redding Christian and Maxwell in progress. Los Molinos on top of Odox, 36-6. We have, let's see what else. We have Las Plumas on top of Hamilton, 35-7. We have Yreka on top of Hidden Valley 28-0 in a shocker. Central Valley still looking to stay perfect on top of Corning 18-7, and that is around the town. Scoreboard. We have 1 minute left to go here in the first half. Sound all right? 1 minute and 2 seconds left to go. And it will be last to receive with just enough time to maybe mount a little bit of a drive and come away with a field goal or a touchdown. They're going to need to do it quickly, though. It'll be Moore to receive and Ezekiel Christensen for Lawson back to receive deep. And kicking off for Foothill will be Mason Marchena. And here comes the kick. And it's a booming kick. And it will get down to the 10-yard line. And it'll be Christensen at the return. And here he goes. He's got some room to the 35. That is where Lassen will get set up. 56 seconds left to go. I do believe they've taken 2 timeouts. All right. So Lassen does not have timeouts. I don't think they can stop the clock here, but they can move the ball up the field. And it looks like it'll be more and more in the backfield with Nash Osborne, the quarterback. It'll be nobody in the backfield. It'll be 5 wide receivers set. They need to get big chunks here. And that'll be a catch by number 2. That'll move them up 5 or 6 yards, 7 yards, with the clock still ticking. 45 seconds, they're running up to the line. Lassen needs to move. Here we go. And it will be another whistle. Timeout for Foothill. That is strange. They must not have seen something they liked out there because they just stopped the clock for Lassen. Also around town, around the north section. It is still nothing with Shasta and West Valley. St. Bernard's on top of Biggs, 21-7, a score that just came through. Those are the scores from around town that I can find right this moment. We'll keep you updated as the match goes on. Lassen up to the line here. 5 wide receivers set. They need to get something going. 36 seconds left to go on the half. And here's the whistle, and here's the snap. Nash Osborne, and another flag on the field. It looks like it will be on Lassen. Well, that marks the Grizzlies backwards. It does appear it will. Holding on the offense is the call. All right, clock moving. And it's moving under 30 seconds. They're going to need to go all out to try to score. I would say they need at least a 20-yard line on the opposite end of the field for an even an attempt at a field goal. They're needing to move fast. 18 seconds left to go in the first half. Dropping back. Osborne, and he gets him over the middle of the field, but that will not do it. 9 seconds left, and it will be the last play of the half, it appears. And that will be the half. 21, Foothill, 7, Lassen. That was first half of football on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. When we come back, we will have second half action. In the meantime, we will play you Friday Night Hype here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Let's get this sorted out here. At the half, it is 21 for Foothill and 7 for Lassen.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Your marriage vows for not staying true to your commitments. Congratulations. It's an achievement, she says. Now, the caption on that video reads, "Personally, I find it chic to be divorced by the age of 30. And it's extremely popular on the platform. More than 130,000 people have liked that video. Now, this video appears to be a message of support for Sophie Turner, who is a person I didn't know existed, but apparently she does. Apparently she's a famous actress who is now getting divorced from one of the Jonas Brothers because she felt trapped by marriage and by motherhood, and she wanted to go party instead, and so that's what she's doing. What Emily and Sophie are doing, getting divorced in a very public fashion for avowedly selfish reasons, follows a pattern recently of famous women advising other women to either stay single and childless or get divorced, tear their families apart, and then act like they're childless, even if they have children. Mia Khalifa was another one that we talked about on the show a little while ago. As shocking as it was to hear bad advice from a porn star, that's what we got. Here's how Maya spoke to her 37 million followers about the importance of getting divorced multiple times, if possible. Let's watch that again.
Oh, we're comparing stats. Baby girl doesn't know that I am Tom Brady at this game. Married at 18, divorced at 21. Second marriage, married at 25, divorced at 28. Third engagement, engaged at 29, ended it at 30, but I kept the ring. I'm still keeping Tom Brady on his toes. We should not be afraid to leave these men. We are not stuck with these people. Marriage is not a sanctimonious thing. It is paperwork. It's something, it's a commitment you make to someone. But if you feel like you're not getting anything from that commitment and you're trying, you gotta go. You gotta go. You have to go. I know it's difficult to fill out paperwork and to make appointments and to do all of these things, but this is your life. Do you want to be stuck with someone? Period.
Some more great insight there. Now, there are other examples of this kind of messaging recently. Lots of examples. Chelsea Handler publicly split from her boyfriend after about a year of dating. At the time, Handler made a point to explain that, quote, there was just some behaviors that we couldn't agree on, and it felt to me like I would have to abandon myself, which maybe I would have been okay to do if I were 20 or 25, but I wasn't willing to do that. Abandon yourself, self-sacrifice, in other words. Self-sacrifice is a bad thing, Handler says. And she lives by this motto. We will give her that, encouraging others to do the same as well. She did a whole Daily Show segment a little while ago extolling the virtues of being selfish and childless. Now, at this point, you're probably noticing a theme, which is that none of these women display even a modicum of interest in sacrificing anything to make their relationships, their marriages, in many cases, work out. Instead, they're adopting, without exception, what psychologists call an external locus of control. Everything that happens to their relationship is somebody else's fault. Can't possibly be related to them. I mean, they can't conceivably do anything that might salvage their marriage. So they move on and they focus on themselves. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
I give one more example. There was also the country star Kelsey Ballerini who talked about leaving her marriage because the glitter wore off, and it would be a disservice to herself to stay in the marriage. I showed this clip a few months ago on the show, but here it is.
Is this person right for me? Like, am I good with this being forever? Am I good with him never doing the dishes ever in my life, you know, for the rest of my life or whatever those stupid things are? How did you know that it wasn't relationship anxiety or negative intrusive voices in your head and that it was actually, like, your heart speaking?
That's a good question. I'm really, like, intuitive and in tune with myself and, like, my gut and my heart. And I think for a while, you're right, it was kind of like, okay, this is just a new phase of a relationship because relationships go through seasons, right? And like,
yes,
it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies. Like, and I think for a long time, I was like, oh, this is just, the glitter wears off. That's what happens, you know? And then you get into a phase where you wait for it to come back. And then, you know, and then sometimes it doesn't. But at the end of the day, it is such a disservice and a dishonoring of yourself. If you know something is not right and you stay.
But your life is so loud. You know, you have so much going on all the time. I think when people hear about couples counseling, then they hear about a couple getting divorced, they're like, oh, it didn't work. But oftentimes that is actually couples counseling working. You know, but like, because you realize that like this isn't the relationship for both of you. And
yeah.
I think what's so hard is having to break your own heart and
yeah.
someone else's in the process mm-hmm. of saving yourself.
An important thing to keep in mind, you know, if you're wondering again why I'm so skeptical of therapy and counseling, well, you just heard it there. You go to couples counseling, and then if you get divorced, it means that the couples counseling worked because they're counseling you towards divorce. But, you know, if there's not enough glitter, then what are you supposed to do? Just bail. Go party. Whatever you do, don't think about putting in any kind of effort. Hollywood and the media have been pushing this message for a long time. They're doing it with maximum intensity. That's why I started the show yesterday talking about the insane levels of backlash I received for criticizing an influencer who promoted the child-free lifestyle as a path to happiness. It was a relentless barrage of media coverage all over one tweet that I made on the subject. And that's because, as we talked about yesterday, they're very invested in promoting this lifestyle, which means that anyone who criticizes it must be furiously dogpiled and shut down. The point is that there's a large-scale effort underway to convince young people, especially young women, but not just young women, to be as shallow and selfish as possible, even if it means abandoning their marriages and wrecking their families. Lots of wealthy people and powerful forces are invested in pushing this message. In fact, the government is pursuing it as well. The National Bureau of Economic Research crunched the numbers on this last year, and they looked at federal and state taxes along with benefit programs, and they found that, in effect, there's a massive marriage tax in this country. People who decide to get married, especially low-income people, end up sacrificing roughly 2 years of income to the government simply because they got married. The researchers found that, quote, absent the tax, 13.7% more low-income single families, females rather, with children, would marry annually, and 7.5% more would be married by age 35. The researchers also found that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, imposes a substantial marriage tax, quote unquote, because people who get married stand to lose a lot of subsidies under that law. Now, you never hear anyone talk about this, but it's true. The government is punishing people who want to get married, especially low-income people. It should be the opposite, incentivizing marriage, rewarding you for getting married and having families, but that's not what happens in our country today. And that's a legacy of Barack Obama that's never mentioned. And, of course, the current administration is continuing what Obama started. Last year, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified in a hearing that abortion is good because it's good for the economy, because it means that more women are working for large corporations. Instead of getting married and raising kids, they could just kill the kid and then get back to work, back into the arms of their corporate masters. Here she is talking about that.
Secretary Yellen, if the draft of the court's majority holding in Roe versus Wade is the actual decision, what impact will the loss of abortion access mean economically for women?
Well, I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades. Roe v. Wade and access to reproductive health care, including abortion, helped lead to increased labor force participation.
So there it is. Abortion leads to increased labor force participation. Therefore, it's good. You know, put aside the fact that aborting tens of millions of children certainly shrinks the labor force over time, not to mention, you know, amounts to a holocaust of human beings on a scale previously unknown to mankind. So no matter how it affects the economy, it is evil on its face fundamentally. Still, that's the Treasury Secretary of the United States saying that women should kill their children and pursue a career at some soulless Fortune 500 company because, in her estimation, it will boost the GDP. There's no doubt that some of the videos we began the show with today are just women who are rationalizing their own self-destructive choices, but it's a mistake to dismiss what we're seeing as just the idle narcissism of a few famous ditzy women on TikTok. There are forces that profit immensely by creating a society full of self-centered automatons who seek connection and fulfillment from pop culture and social media and all of that rather than family life. And these forces include Morgan Stanley's clients as well as the federal government. I mean, the most powerful forces in the country, literally. What are the consequences for regular Americans? Well, for women, it's not great. And it used to be that, you could say this publicly, it used to be conventional wisdom that it's bad to encourage women to be single. This is a Harvard Business Review analysis from 2002. Quote, at midlife, between a third and a half of all successful career women in the United States do not have children. In fact, 33% of such women in the 41 to 55 age bracket are childless, and that figure rises to 42% in corporate America. These women have not chosen to remain childless. The vast majority, in fact, yearn for children. Indeed, some have gone to extraordinary lengths to bring a baby into their lives. They subject themselves to complex medical procedures, shell out tens of thousands of dollars, and derail their careers, mostly to no avail, because these efforts come too late. In the words of one senior manager, the typical high-achieving woman childless at midlife has not...
And we're back on air live here at Bill Johnson Memorial Stadium here in Palo Cedro. You're coming, we're coming live from 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Tyler Chapman. Foothill High School dominated that first half. 21-7. And they're doing drills here, and we got about 30 seconds back till kickoff. Joined in the booth by my guest, Cal Fire representative, Robert Loss. Robert, how's this game looking to you out there?
Doing great. Foothill's doing a good job. You know, they definitely opened up the pass plays on the in the second quarter towards the end. See how they do in the second half here. We'll see if Lassen can come back. You know, I really think they just hope the coach did a good talking, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes indeed in the second half. Lassett does need to open it up, and Foothill will be receiving. They deferred their first half kick, and they've decided to let Lassen have the football first. They are still running drills, but it'll be time for kickoff shortly.
We have 3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes left until kickoff on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, New York Talk Radio. If you'd like to sponsor a high school football game, call myself, Tyler Chapman, at 530-395-9539. To keep this on the air, we do need sponsorships. And the marching band is out in force. Last week at Shasta High School, Paradise and Shasta, by the final score of 45-6, Shasta took care of business. Let's go around the horn here and see if there's any updates on the high school football games in action. UPrep did appear to score again. It is 27-0 UPrep. St. Bernard's on top of Biggs, 21-7. Pierce on top of Williams, 34-13 in the third quarter. We have Los Molinos on top of Modoc, 36-6. East Nicholas on top of El Dorado, 14-7. It is still tied 0-0 between West Valley and Shasta. Eureka is falling to Enterprise, 34-0. Las Plumas on top of Hamilton, 35-7. We have Central Valley at the half, 18-7 over Corning, looking to stay undefeated on the young season. And Yreka over the Hidden Valley, the Fighting Ranch Dressings, 28-0, Yreka. Yes, I said the Fighting Ranch Dressing. We have 1 minute and 20 seconds left. They're actually called the Mustangs, and they're from Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, this is a fun game. It's a game, not real life here. Well, it is real life show. All right, and they're conferring at the center of the field. And it looks like we're going to get set for football action here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we have an absolute packed crowd out here. I see very few seats left out in the concourse. Lassen's fans appear to be a little bit bummed out there as they see their Grizzlies down to the Foothill Cougars 21-7. Lassen will be kicking off. And it will be Cesar Lopez kicking off for Lassen. And we'll have Christopher Hall back to receive for Foothill. Here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll see what happens here. Lassen does need to get a stop on this opening drive. And we have zero on the clock for the halftime timer, and it will be a kickoff. With Cesar Lopez kicking off from the 40-yard line of Foothill, or of Lassen. All right, here we go. Lopez with a strong leg, and he will kick it away. And it will be down to the Foothill 10, and it will go out of bounds and a flag. And we'll see if they decide to move the ball up or kick the ball again. And it looks like they will kick it again. They will make Foothill, or Lassen kick again, away to Foothill. No, it will be a Foothill football after all. They will not kick it, and they'll take the ball up at the 35 instead. First down to begin the second half. Okay, and that's where Foothill will get started at their 35-yard line. All right, and here's the first snap of the second half. And it will be a handoff. And it'll be an end-around sweep, and it'll get... And he's driving forward, and it will be Christopher Hall for about 4 or 5 yards to open the half. This is exactly what Lassen did not need. And it's Peyton Garate with the tackle. That goes for 9 yards after all. He drove the pile forward. And it will be a single backfield set. 4 Foothill, 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And it will be a run. Number 33 on the run, it will be Dawson Mortimer for a first down. They're moving the chains up to about the 49-yard line. And that was Dawson Mortimer. He's carried the football about 6 or 7 times for what would appear to be about 21 yards. But he'll set to the line, first down and 10. And it'll be Mortimer again, and he's fighting, and he'll get maybe 1 to up to the 50-yard line.
We'll get you set on the referees. Referees tonight, Keith Adams, lead referee. Umpire, Don Milligan. Sideline referee, Christian Clement. Line judge, Jeremiah Bidwell. And back judge, Mike Van Gundy. Those are your referees tonight. It's Hunter Marchione, and he will hand off again to number 33, Dawson Mortimer. And he will again get about 4 or 5. And it looks like Cesar Lopez, kicker and guard, ghost guard, or Lassen with the tackle. Now Foothills on the side of bleeding the clock. They're checking their wristbands, and they're getting the signal from the sideline. It will be a 3 wide receiver to the left side, 1 to the right side, and single back formation. And it will be a back to pass, and it's zipped over the middle and broken up by number 15 of Lassen. And that is Connor Kurak with the breaking up of the pass. And that will bring Foothills special team units out to punt. That is exactly the start Lassen needed. Lassen will get the opportunity now to drive back and to cut this to a 1-score affair. All right, here comes the punt. And the snap. And a booming punt for Foothill. That'll pin Lassen all the way down inside the 20 and 15 down to the 13-yard line. That is where Lassen will set up shop. Lassen looking to drive back into this ball game, and they have been struggling on offense. They did have one strong offensive drive in the second quarter, putting up 7 points. But as has been the story with all three of our games thus far, one squad appears to be dominant, and the other squad appears to have some work to do. It'll be a bunch formation, 1 wide receiver to the left side, and it'll be a run. It'll be more out of the backfield, and he will push it for maybe 2 or 3. Looks like he had an opening there, but it ended up being only a 2 or 3 yard gain from Jason Moore. Jason and Deshaun. More and more an associate is the offense for Lassen. Foothill appears to have the foot speed needed to track down these running backs. I would get the pass game going as soon as possible if I were Lassen. See if they can get a screenplay. All right, it looks like it'll be a second down and 8 here with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And it'll be another run play that does not go for much. That will be Deshaun Moore, and he will get 1 or 2 yards maybe. This brings up a 3rd down for Lassen. 3rd down and 7 yards to go. 7 minutes and 58 seconds left. Lassen needs to start moving the football here. It's going to be a wishbone formation for Lassen, and they're going to be running the football with Moore. And he will not get there, not nearly enough for the 1st down. It's 4th down and 7. Are they going to keep it out? 4th down and 4. Will Lassen take a risky move here and try to move the football? I'm not sure yet. It does appear Lassen is going for it on 4th down. Lining up in an offensive formation with 3 running backs and a 2 tight end set. And that looks to be Zion Wright And what's the indication here? Are they marching him back? They are marching him. No, they're back where they were starting at the 15-yard line, and they will punt the football now. They were looking to see if Foothill was going to jump offside. But it appears that Lassen jumped offside first. So here comes the punt formation for Lassen. That did appear to be a... Oh, and it's blocked! And the football is blocked, and Foothill smothers it. It appeared to be a running into the clicker flag for Foothill, but it was not called. There was no indication on the field. And so it will appear that Foothill will get the ball in prime scoring position in the red zone already, on the doorstep of the red zone. But Christensen will get nothing on that run. Christopher Hall will get nothing on that run. Chris Hall, who has been one of the Foothill's prime weapons on offense, a prime candidate for player of the game, as he did score that touchdown earlier. Oh, and that is Hall for the touchdown, Foothill! Wide open down the middle of the field, and he scores easily. 27-7, Foothill Cougars. And I haven't mentioned this, but I cannot help myself. There are blow-up dolls that they have. You know, the ones you see in front of car dealerships. They're waveable, inflatable, tubular men. And they are cheering the crowd on along with the Foothill High School cheerleaders. And the extra point was blocked. So it is only 27-7. Only a 20-point deficit for Lassen, who needs to get moving here. Here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We will take a quick break. Your talk radio. And we're back here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we have Foothill kicking off. To Lassen, set to receive. That's Mason Martina. And here they go, Seven Nation Army. It's rock and roll, so it must be Friday Night Football. A bunch of whistles. What is the indication here? A false start on Foothill. That'll push him back 5 yards for their kick. All right, Martina back to kick for Foothill. Now it is 35-yard line. And Lassen back set to receive. We have Dathan Moore back there, Deshaun Moore back there for Lassen. Here's the kick. And it's a booming line drive kick. All the way to the 10-yard line. And we have Deshaun Moore, and he'll get up to the 30. Right before the 30, maybe the 28-yard line. First down for Lassen. They need to get the ball moving here. It is imperative they score on this drive. Otherwise, it might be bye-bye victory for the Lassen Grizzlies. Here they go with a two-back formation. Two wide receivers split out. And it is Moore in the backfield. They're looking to get him going, and he gets the edge again, and he's stuck for another yard gain. Just when it looks like he has the speed, Foothill closes the gap. Foothill is smothering that play. They ought to try something else because they have run that sweet play to Moore about five or six times, and it has gone nowhere. Do you think it's just a matter of speed for these Foothill Cougars that are keeping keeping Lassen at bay?
I definitely do think it's the speed. They're getting off the edge pretty quickly here. I think they should try, definitely try a different play.
Here goes number 8 with the football. That'll be Moore again, and he will get the edge. That is the same exact play they ran before. Lassen needs to get something going. Head coach Jason McCloskey needs to figure out something else to do because that is not working for Lassen. It is a third down and what appears to be about 9 yards. And the cheerleaders are getting Foothill crowd set up and ready to play. And people in the crowd look to appear to be having a good time here on Friday night. And Lassen back to throw, and it is caught! What a catch at the 50-yard line for Lassen number 2! We don't have a name for him, but he made a spectacular catch and has made a number of good plays tonight. That ball was overthrown in the middle of the field and looked like it could have been intercepted, but it was pulled in by Lassen, and that's the kind of offensive momentum they needed. All right, here we go with Deshaun Moore in the backfield. And quarterback Nash Osborne. It looks like they're coming with a blitz on the corner and another flag. What did you see on that play, Robert?
It looks like the call is going to be encroachment.
And it will be encroachment on the defense. That'll move Lassen forward another 5 yards, a much needed 5 yards, bringing up what it'll be first and 5. We got 4 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Clock ticking down quickly. And another pass, it'll be some more, and another flag's on field. These referees are sure getting an arm workout tonight. That'll be holding on Lassen. And they are marching backwards once again. All the way back to the 40-yard line. After some good momentum for the Lassen Grizzlies, now they are stuck back at their own 40-yard line. A 15-yard penalty. It looks like it'll be first down and a long 20 yards. What is the indication here? Something is going on. But no indication yet. It looks like they're pointing towards Foothill. And they are marching them 5 yards forward. A beautiful game of tennis, ping pong, back and forth on the penalty flags. Lassen marching back 10 yards, and Foothill marching forward 10 yards. Nash Osborne in the backfield at quarterback. It looks like it will be more, and he will get some room, and that will be enough to get them back to within 7 yards of the first down, second down and seven. So they're back on the Foothill side of the football field, and they're marching. Lassen needs a score here with only 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And another running game for Moore, and that's Deshaun Moore, and he will get two or three. All right, they're at the 45-yard line now. They don't have a lot of time to be playing with. They need to go and score quickly and perhaps go for two. And here's the snap for Lassen. And it's going to be more and more. And he's going to get some room, and he's going to go down to the 35-yard line. Yet another penalty flag, but that appears to be enough for the first down. And it's another penalty on Lassen. And Lassen will be marching back on that holding call that allowed them the hole for Deshaun Moore to run through. Penalty flags have been the story yet again tonight on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio. Last week, I counted about 30 flags, and tonight there's got to have been, what, at least 15, Robert?
At least 15
flags. This is high school football, so these kids are learning. It looks like they have a wing T formation here for Lassen with two split wide receivers and a tight end. And yet another flag on the field. Another false start. I don't know who gave Lassen the pistol, but they are shooting themselves in the foot. It's at the 42-yard line after they broke through to Foothill territory. And the clock is still ticking with only 2 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This does not fare well. Three wide receivers out to the right. Four wide receivers with the fourth wide receiver on the left side. One running back in the backfield. Dropping back over the middle, and it will be Moore with the catch, and Moore will get some room. And again, Moore's down to the 45-yard line for the third time. Moore's run to the 45-yard line on this drive. What will they do here? With fourth down coming up, they're probably going to have to go for it. They do not have the time. That'll bring up a fourth and three. 1 minute and 22 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Lassen up to the line. And more and more in the backfield. Here goes Moore up the middle, and it will be enough for a first down. Even after all the penalties, Lassen is gaining positive yardage and will be down at the 34 or 5-yard line of Foothill. And the Foothill High School head coach, Ross Griffith, is heated. He wants to put this game away right now. But Lassen's not allowing for that to happen. Nash Osborne with Moore in the backfield. And Zachary Hart split out wide, and it will be a fake to Moore, and it'll be Deshaun Moore. And he will not get much. And it's about 40 seconds left to go, and he'll be right about the line of scrimmage. That appears to be a gain of one, maybe a loss of one, as a matter of fact. Kicking down under 25 seconds left to go in the third quarter. All right, we got a wing T formation with two wide receivers and one tight end. Foothill with five in the box. Nine in the box, excuse me. And here's Moore, and he will get some running room, and Moore is dashing him up to around the 29-yard line. And that is the end of the third quarter. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. At 27 for Foothill and Lassen at 7. Let's check around the scoreboard and see if anything has changed. Hey, looks like it is still 27-0 for U Prep over Red Bluff. It is still 28-14 for St. Bernard's over Biggs. It looks like Pierce and Williams has gone final. Pierce 40, Williams 20. And it looks like Modoc and Los Molinos are still locked at 36-6. East Nicholas has scored a touchdown. It is 22-22 over with their game against El Dorado. Fall River 20-3 over Quincy. Portola 49-7 over Aetna. It is still tied at 0-0 with Shasta and West Valley. Enterprise 34, Eureka 0. We have Durham 44-6 for Orville. Marysville 14, Grizzly 7. And we have Las Plumas 35, Hamilton 7. And in a shocker, Corning has come back to tie the game up against Central Valley 32-32 live in the third quarter. And Yreka up the I-5 is destroying Hidden Valley 41-6. You could say they're dipping their carrots in that sauce tonight. Oh, what's going on here? It looks like Lassen will move it all the way down to the goal line. Coming back live into the fourth quarter, Lassen is not giving up. Lassen will not go away quietly into that good night. Here we go. We got first down and about two from the goal line. Will Lassen get it in on this play? It does not appear they will. That'll be second down. Eleven minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the ball game. All right. Lassen is attempting to do what they have to do to climb back into this game. With more and more in the backfield. What is going on here? And it'll be a timeout for Foothill. That'll be a timeout for Foothill. This has been an excellent football game. The score does appear to be a little bit more lopsided than it actually is because Lassen just has been shooting themselves in the foot with penalties all evening. But Foothill has done their job, especially at the end of that first half, scoring early and often. And you can hear that band playing. I know that tune, but I cannot think of it. That is going to drive me crazy. Oh well, it is just music, and then it's back to football. Lassen running up to the line, and another flag as Moore gets smacked in the backfield. It will be a false start on Lassen. They cannot get away from the penalty flag tonight. Minutes and 53 seconds left to go, and Lassen needs to get going here. All right, Lassen has made some progress, but they still need a score here and fast. And they need a stop and two more scores. Here we go, Moore, and stop to the line of scrimmage. Dancing to the line of scrimmage and nowhere else. All right, it's at the 10-yard line, and they have to go, oh, at the 5-yard line, excuse me, and they have to go all five for the touchdown, and they have really no other choice here. They need the touchdown. Nothing else is going to do. More and more in the backfield. Looks like a wishbone formation. And they're smelling it out. Immediately stopped. It will bring up fourth down for the Grizzlies. And it looks like they're going to be bringing out the field goal unit. And they will bring out their field goal kicker. The only player we do not have, his name is number 2, and he is the kicker. They are going for it after all. And will Moore get there? He needs it, and he will not. But there is a penalty flag. What is the indication? It appears that they have stopped Lassen. Heartbreaking for the Grizzlies, but Foothill will take over. And they can basically sit on this egg here and give birth to the baby called Victory. And that is more than likely what they will do. All right, here's Foothill High School. Marcioni. And hands it off for not much. That'll bring up second down to 9. Really, that was Lassen's last gasp, unless they can come up with a fumble or an interception on this drive. Let's see what they can do here. And they stop him at the line of scrimmage. That was Zebediah Hall on the tackle for Lassen. That will bring up a third down and 9. Maybe a quick stop, and the football will give Lassen what they need. They need a spark, and they need it fast. And it will be another timeout for Foothill. We have 8 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. It is 27 Foothill and 7 for Lassen. You're listening to This Game live on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And the marching band is getting after it out there. And they're playing the Rolling Stones. It's rock and roll music here on KCNR. Paint it black. And they're definitely giving black eyes to the Laughing Grizzlies. And it has gone final up in Yreka. 41-6 is the final score over the Fighting Ranch Dressings of Hidden Valley. Here comes Foothill, looking to put some icing on this cake, and it's down the sideline, and this one's not coming back. It's number one, it's Alondra Bouchette, and he will outrun everybody. Touchdown, Foothill! Alondra Bouchette ran away from everybody on that play. Him along with Christopher Hall are going to be KCNR's Players of the Week. And quarterback Hunter Macioni will be the three Players of the Week. What a beautiful catch down the sideline, and he did stay in bounds. Cody Whitehurst, the kicker, will be kicking the extra point. Fifth, 83 yards on the play. And we're still waiting for the kick. With 7 minutes and 55 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. No changes in the scoreboard thus far. Cody Whitehurst up to kick the field goal. Kick is up, and it is good. That'll put Foothill on top by the score of 33-7. It looks like they're warming up their second string players for Foothill, and it looks like if there is another drive, they will not be featuring Christopher Hall or Alondra Bouchette or Hunter Macioni. And those are your players of the game for Foothill High School, who has, as I predicted, come out and dominated this Lassen squad, although Lassen did put up a good fight and had the opportunity to cut it to two scores just moments ago before Foothill put a damper on their hopes and made it almost impossible for this to be a comeback. That'll be Mason Martina for Foothill kicking the ball. And it'll be Moore and it's actually Ezekiel Christensen back for Foothill, or for Lassen, excuse me. And it'll be Christensen receiving the football, and he will get to the 25 or 6 and no more than that. Looks like there was a horse collar tackle that was not called. 7 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. And let's see what Lassen will do here. If nothing else, to salvage a little bit of a moral victory. And they're lining up in a bunch formation, a single back with two tight ends and three wide receivers to the right. And it will be a catch, and he will get a few. The catch by Joey Harrison of Lassen, tight end, junior, 6'3", 228 pounds. All right. Lassen looking to at least drive for a little bit of the remaining quarter. And this time, put it in the end zone and cut the deficit. And here's an option play, and it looks like it'll be Moore. And Moore has been doing his job. Him and his brother, that is Dathan Moore. Him and his brother Deshaun have been putting on a show in the backfield, just not enough for Lassen. And that will be enough for the Lassen first down. They'll move the chains up, and Lassen will have another opportunity with first down and 10 here. Lassen has a mountain of a comeback to make here, and I'm not sure they can climb that hill. It will be Dathan Moore, and not much for him. It'll be maybe one or two for Dathan. That'll bring up a second down and probably about seven for the Grizzlies. And here they go. Three wide receiver set. In motion is Moore. And he will get three or four as the entire Cougars bench yells, run! They saw it coming all the way. It does not appear Lassen has enough, and they're playing take it through the house over there. And they say, take it through the house. Rock and roll music. Lassen will try to take it to the house here, but they are third down and five from their own 42-yard line. And it will be a run, and he'll get some room, and it'll be a Lassen first down down to the foothill 45. And that will be Austin Hollinsworth with the run. 5 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the game. Thank you for joining us here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Lassen with the football, trying to salvage a little bit of a moral victory here on this drive. Clock ticking down under 5 minutes now. And it'll be a keeper for their quarterback, and he'll get some positive yardage. That is Nash Osborne. And another flag on the field. As I said before, it appears somebody has given these Lassen Grizzlies a pistol, and they cannot help but shoot themselves in the foot with it. They will be marching back yet again. They'll be back at their own 45-yard line after breaching Foothill High School's end of the field. Now they're going to have to try again. Back 10 yards further. All right, here we go. And it'll be a run. And Moore will not get anything. And that is the same play they have been running all night, to sweep to the left side, and it has not gone anywhere on any of the occasions they have ran it. Maybe one or two on the play. Checking down here. Checking the scoreboard once again. And the scoreboard has remained the same, with Durham scoring a touchdown, 44-6 now, after the deadlock of 36-6. And it will be Dathan Moore. And he'll get nine. Las Plumas has scored again, 35-7 over Hamilton in the third quarter. Still locked at 32, Central Valley and Corning. And it'll be 3rd-and-11 here for Lassen. And it looks like East Nicholas and El Dorado is going into overtime, tied at 22. But on the field here is Lassen with a 2nd-and-11. 3rd-and-11. And it'll be screen pass. And it will get nothing. A catch by Ezekiel Christensen. Nash Osborne with a throw. Oh, it looks like that shook up Christensen. And he does not look like he's enjoying himself out there. Well, Lassen has 4th-and-11 and what appears to definitely be their last opportunity to score here. Foothill will more than likely bring out their reserves to play victory formation if Lassen does not get 11 yards that is required. But there will be a catch and it will be a first down. That'll be Joey Harrison again with the third catch of the evening. So Lassen will not give up, and you got to commend them. Lassen is at the Foothill 35-yard line and marching. Just to wonder if they would have been able to score one more in the first half, how competitive this game could have been. But that is not where we are right now. And it'll be a run. And that'll be Austin Hollinsworth for his 5th carry of the day. And he'll get maybe one or two. Lassen will not go away, and they're going to keep driving here. Taking down under 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Lassen will try to sit on this football and score. And it will be their quarterback, Nash Osborne, breaking loose for a first down. And a penalty flag. The announcer's best friend.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Lassen will continue to drive here.
Oh, come on. I have to be able to get back into that.
It's 1 minute and 56 seconds to go. Lassen will continue to drive the football and hope to come away with the score. They're at the 10-yard line. First and goal for Lassen. And another run there. We'll bring him up to inside the 5. All right, Lassen will look like they will have the last touch of the football if they can score. 1 minute and 9 seconds left to go. And it will be Christensen, and he will get maybe one or two. Forty-seven seconds left to go in the game. Taking down under 30. Approaching 30, excuse me.
Will Lassen be able to punch it in? And it looks like he's wide open in the corner of the end zone, and he will catch it for the touchdown! That is Joey Harrison for the last minute touchdown. All right, Lassen will score 13 points after all. It does not appear that Foothill will score the 49 that I required, but they did put on a heck of a performance tonight. KCNR's player of the games are Alonzo Borchette, and it is Christopher Hall, and it is quarterback Hunter Marcioni. And for Lassen, we cannot forget to mention Dapin and Deshaun Moore. And the kick is up and good. 14 points on the board for Lassen. As the game ticks down, we have to thank everybody for tuning in live, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, New York Talk Radio. This is KCNR. And if you'd like to sponsor a high school football game, if you like the action that you heard tonight, call me, Tyler Chapman, at 530-395-9539. Again, if you liked what you heard tonight, call me, Tyler Chapman, 530-395-9539. Robert, what did you see tonight that you liked?
Definitely saw some good run game from Foothill and Lassen on both sides. Foothill definitely held together on defense. You know, it was a great game this Friday. There's a lot of great games around the North State here. Just happy to be here. I want to thank Tyler Chapman for having me up here with him tonight.
Thank you, Robert. That is my brother, Robert Loss, who is a firefighter for Cal Fire, and he was kind enough to come up into the booth and be with me tonight. All right, and it'll be the last play of the night. Will be a kickoff for Lassen, maybe one play for Foothill in the victory formation. And it'll be a squib kick. And Foothill will fall on top of it. Left to go in the ball game. And it looks like it will be victory formation for Foothill. They'll take the knee, and that'll do it. Ticking down under 20 seconds. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. And as soon as we're able, we will return you to regularly scheduled programming. They'll be lining up and shaking hands as a show of sportsmanship. Aside from the one warning of the crowd, it has been an excellent game. Excellent sportsmanship. And the students are running out on the field, carrying the American flag, stars and stripes here on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Thank you for joining us. Next week's game will be live at Shasta High School for the matchup between the Shasta High School Wolves and the Orland High School Trojans. Shasta High School coming off of a dramatic victory, well, at least a dramatic in terms of the score last week at Shasta High School against Paradise. All right, we will be returning you to automated programming. You have been listening to North State High School Football here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Take me home, country road. That is John Denver. Alan Foothill is going to be singing their fight song here.
We will keep it here until the fight song is being played. We're waiting for Foothill. All right, that brings us to an end of our broadcast. This is KCNR 96.5, then 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Poll numbers for Joe Biden real bad. Even CNN is getting the jitters. Hunter Biden says, I guess he was testifying, that he doesn't know nothing about no laptop or any of that stuff on the laptop. He says he's embarrassed by the pictures, and some were posted on Pornhub, Hunter Biden, from his laptop, but he still denies that it's his laptop, which is a pretty good trick. It must have something to do with the crack. I'm just guessing here. Illegal alien kids in New York City, crime and no punishment, the Democrat Party, and Democrat hypocrites, just covering the waterfront. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Stay ahead of fall hiring needs with Indeed. Their end-to-end platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Paid for by PowerSales University. Individual results may vary.
All right, welcome back. I have a very special guest with me right now. He's the world's top sales trainer. His name is Jason Evans. Jason, you told me during the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat.
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10 or 20 or 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
Jason, I know we're running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, let's give the nice people that phone number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that number is 800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movement. Learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Good news. There's a new way out. It's called a Fresh Start Initiative. Call U.S. Tax Shield, A-plus rated with the BBB, 800-391-5063, for your free consultation, and let U.S. Tax Shield protect you from the IRS.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
All right, Michael, let's go to a telephone call. Get our Friday started off talking to the nice people. Got a lot to get to today, including my event tomorrow in Winchester, Virginia, which is still open, winchestergop.org. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Tony, calling from Tampa, Florida. Tony, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks a lot, Chris. What I want to say is this. If Nikki Haley is beating Biden by 5 points, 5-6 points, whatever the case that is, then nominate her. Nominate, put her at the head of the ticket. I like DeSantis. I like Trump. But we have to beat whatever Democrat they put up, and that'll probably be Gavin Newsom. We can't afford another 4 more years of a Democrat in the White House. We can't afford Democrats anywhere, Senate, House of Representatives, school boards, whatever the case may be. We need a Republican in the White House. Then we wouldn't have to put up with all that climate crap, which destroys the economy. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, you bet. Very well done. Right to the point. Yeah, Joe Biden, in fact, just cut off more oil development in Alaska because he might fly over the top of Alaska on his way to someplace, India. A lot said by Tony there. If Nikki Haley is out front, and according to the latest polls, and it's the left-wing pollsters, they didn't want these results, but Nikki Haley versus Joe Biden one-on-one, head-to-head, Nikki Haley with 49% of the vote and Joe Biden with 43% of the vote. Tony, I got to say, I think a lot of other Republicans are going to fare quite well against Joe Biden, too, in head-to-heads, and some of the polls are already showing that. And you talked about Gavin Newsom also, the California gubernator, who is, a toothpaste ad, and they love that because to them it's all just an ad campaign. It's a cable television show. And instead of getting the date and the rose at the end of the process, you get the White House and Air Force One become the most powerful person in the world. Pretty amazing stuff. But, you know, we're more than a year away, and I suspect an awful lot is going to happen between now and then. Some of it good, some of it not so good.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Do you know people who have difficulty managing their time, talents, and treasure? I sure know them, and they aren't just teenagers and college students.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, and I'm inviting you to sample an evening class for free that addresses this problem. It's titled Personal Management for Life and Ministry with Dr. Dan Iles.
That sounds great. I personally found it's easy to lose focus, let time get away, and fail to accomplish the goals I really want to accomplish. This can be true even for some of us in various types of Christian ministry.
This class meets Tuesday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. beginning September 5th through December the 11th. Dr. Iles will address the importance of spiritual disciplines, practical tips on planning, crafting a mission statement, and using your God-given gifts to the max. It's been said, those who fail to plan, plan to fail.
How true that is. And remember, it's free to audit, but may be converted to credit. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
All right, a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. We'll try to get to as much as we can. And also, I want to share with you, I have an event tomorrow evening where I'm going to go and, have a beer and meet the nice people, eat a little food with the Winchester, Virginia Republican Committee. And I want to fill you in on that in a couple of minutes. Because you can still get tickets for tomorrow night at the Winchester Republican Party website. And it's going to be fun. Some friends of mine setting it up. WinchesterGOP.org. .org. It's .org. And that's coming up tomorrow night. So I'd like to see you there. Take a look. See if you can make it. Beautiful Winchester, Virginia. I love Winchester, Virginia. But right now, let's go back to the telephones. We're talking about Joe Biden, who's traveling to India and then Hanoi in Vietnam. And therefore, he will not be able to make it back, the White House says, in time for September 11th ceremonies on Monday, which will be held, of course, at Ground Zero, New York, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, just across the mighty Potomac River from Washington, D.C. in Arlington, Virginia. The Pentagon, where I worked for 10 years, my office in the Pentagon for 10 years. And I was there that day, of course, on September 11th, 2001. But enough about me. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Mike calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Happy Friday, Chris Plant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, last time I checked, Air Force One can be refueled in the air if they need to, if they want to. They don't generally do it when the president is on board. But if he had to get back to Washington for an emergency, he could do it. He's just choosing to go to Alaska, of all places, which is not really on the direct line between Vietnam and the United States. He could go to Hawaii, but they've chosen Alaska for some odd reason.
Well, you know, Hawaii might be a little sensitive to a visit from Joe Biden now because of the catastrophic fire in Maui and his clownish visit and the flat-footed federal response to the disaster there where hundreds of Americans were incinerated. We still have more than 385 still unaccounted for and missing. And you notice the news media is not covering it. The government's not talking about it. The White House press corps doesn't ask cringe about it. They probably won't ask about breaking up with CNN reporter and anchor Suzanne Malveau either. They'll leave that to Vogue magazine. But you're right, of course. Now, I mean, he could be back in time by cutting short his visit to Hanoi, right? Or just having scheduled it in the first place so that he didn't miss September 11th in the United States. It'd be the first time a president of the United States since 2002, that a president of the United States has not been at one of the locations, the three locations, New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. Those are the three sites, and presidents have been at one of those sites every year since 2002. But Joe Biden, he's not going to. He's going to be stopping at a remote Air Force base Elmendorf Richardson, it's called now, in Alaska near Anchorage. And you're right, it can refuel in flight. It's a big 747. It has that bump on the frame of the plane, the fuselage, just above the cockpit and the front windows where the pilots are. And the plane can refuel in flight. You sound like you have some background, maybe your Air Force, because you said they don't generally, when the president's on board, there is a certain amount of risk associated with refueling in flight. And they do tend to err on the side of caution when they're flying the president of the United States on Air Force One. Right, Mike?
Yeah, I've got no background in the Air Force. I just read that on the Internet, but it sounds logical.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kamala, where's Kamala going to be on September 11th? Is she going to New York, or is she just going to bus over to the Pentagon?
You know, I that's funny, and I think I read last week that she was going to be in New York. I think I read that, but I'm going to have to fact check myself on that, Mike. And I, you know, you mentioned refueling in the 747s, and I'm reminded when I was at the Pentagon, a news guy covering the Pentagon, I got to do lots of great boondoggle trips with the military, including Kamala, who was in Jakarta, Indonesia, at least until yesterday, I believe. And I got to fly from Andrews in Maryland to Jakarta. That was a great trip. Also got to fly aboard, and the defense secretaries then were using the E-4B. I don't know if you know this airplane, but it's a 747 that looks a lot like Air Force One, U.S. Air Force 747, that looks a lot like Air Force One. People mistake it for Air Force One. Commonly, it's a big white plane with blue stripe and some, you know, 747 with some domes on the roof and stuff, because it's a doomsday plane. And a really amazing plane. But I got to fly nonstop from Andrews to Sydney, Australia, Mike, aboard the E-4B. And we refueled in flight twice en route to Sydney, Australia, a flight of 19 hours and 45 minutes. I believe it's the longest flight I've ever taken aboard the Air Force, U.S. Air Force E-4B 747. And I was able to go up to the cockpit for both refueling stops as well. And that's great fun. One off of the West Coast, off of California, and then another refueling tanker came out of Hawaii and refueled the plane a second time, and nonstop to Sydney, Australia. A lot of fun. And I've also gone up, because I had lots of fun when I was covering the Pentagon, also got to go up in refueling tankers while other planes came up and, you know, got gassed up, got fuel. And I got to go down into the refueling bay beneath the airplane, where the operator with the levers is controlling the boom that goes down and pumps gas into airplanes, including B-2 bombers out of Whiteman Air Force Base, the stealth bombers. I got to go up in the refueling tanker as B-2 bombers came up and got a drink. And, you know, we were shooting video and stuff for a TV story. Just some of the fun things I got to do. My fun years at the Pentagon. Great years at the Pentagon. But when you said, you know, Air Force One can refuel in flight, I started having flashbacks, Mike.
Yeah, we have capabilities. We're just not making use of them. We're actually stopping in Alaska to refuel Joe Biden, not the airplane, although that is going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a convenient, I guess, excuse, scheduling faux pas. But, of course, it's not a faux pas. It's not an accident. It's not a mistake. It is Joe Biden avoiding being anywhere for the September 11th remembrance ceremonies this year on Monday. That's Monday, and he's going to be at Elmendorf in Alaska.
They're afraid he's going to start talking about Bo during the ceremonies for 9/11. You know that's going to happen if he has empathy. That's not a strong suit.
That's exactly right. They're talking about Bo, his son Bo, who he tragically lost and keeps making false claims about that. But, you know, when you're a Democrat, you've noticed this, I bet, Mike. You can say pretty much anything you want in the news media. Doesn't really bother to fact check you or correct you on these incredibly false claims. Isn't it great to be a Democrat?
It seems to be amazing to be a Democrat at the moment.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, Michael, thank you. Thank you for the call. Fun talk. Yeah, the E-4B, doomsday plane. They changed the name a couple of times, Night Watch, but it's an amazing airplane. And we used to, I don't think we keep one airborne 24 hours a day anymore, but it's the 747 U.S. Air Force, and it can communicate with satellites, and it can communicate with submerged submarines, which is a difficult feat. And I know I've been in the belly of the E-4B where there is a giant spool, and on that spool there is a very lengthy wire which serves as an antenna. And they unspool the wire out of the rear end underneath the plane, and it's a 5-mile-long wire that drags behind the airplane, maybe as big around as your pinky finger, and it drags behind the airplane, and it is an ultra-low-frequency transmitter aboard the airplane, and the antenna with the ultra-low-frequency, or very low-frequency, VLF or ULF transmitter in the belly of the plane, and it can communicate with submerged ballistic missile submarines that are deep below the surface of the ocean and send messages like, okay, time to drop 24 ballistic missiles, nuclear warheads on Russia. It's actually 24 missiles, but a lot more warheads than that. They're MIRVed, you know, multiple independent reentry vehicles and all that stuff on the ballistic missiles. But I'm digressing. I'm digressing, aren't I? I do want to say, I want to share this with you, because I was talking to my friends in Winchester, Virginia today, and the Winchester, Virginia Republican Committee asked me to come out some time ago now to spend an afternoon and hang out and have a beer and a glass of wine, because the Winchester Republican Party inviting me and inviting you to spend the afternoon tomorrow with me. And it's a great thing. If you go to Winchester, make sure I have this right here, go to WinchesterGOP.org. That's the grand old party of Winchester, Virginia, WinchesterGOP.org. And you can get tickets there. There are tickets there and all of the information that you need for the location. And it's a 4 p.m. go time tomorrow afternoon, so it doesn't cut into your day so much and your dinner plans and all that. It's great. We've got a bunch of people and some friends of mine who used to work at the radio station here as well. And there's music and entertainment and all kinds of great stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, so Italian food buffet. Yeah, so go to Winchester, like the rifle, WinchesterGOP.org, and I'll see you there tomorrow. You got to get a ticket. It's not just open like politics and a pint normally is. But let's plan on meeting there, because I think it'll be a lot of fun. Lots and lots of fun. I'm looking for I know I don't want to get anything wrong, so I'm trying to look stuff up and get it right. Let's go back to the telephones. We've got audio I want to share with you about the media shaking in their boots or quaking in their boots about Joe Biden being such a loser and the poll numbers turning against him, even in the CNN poll, that now the CNN anchors are up there. They're in a tizzy. Oh, no, not Trump. Not ratings. Not Trump, but they're in a panic. And James Carville is literally talking about wetting his bed. He's so concerned. So I got that coming up. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris calling from Lyndhurst, New Jersey, the Garden State. Chris, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, what I was saying to the caller, that it's not by accident that they're not going to New York or D.C. or Sankville. It's on purpose. They're going to Alaska because if they get attacked for not going there, it'll be by Republicans. But if they go to these places and they get attacked, especially in New York with all the illegals and all this stuff that's going on, that's headlines, right? If they get attacked by Republicans, they can spin that. If they get attacked when they get attacked by Democrats, it's a much harder spin for them.
You're 100% right. And having a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago when we first learned that Joe Biden was not going to New York or the Pentagon or Shanksville, my first thought, Chris, was that they're afraid he's going to be booed, right?
Yep.
And
I can tell you, I'm sorry. No, just about in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Like, our governor is not going to a lot of places because of what he's doing with the parental rights, you know, going after parents saying, you know, that they can't know. He's going after small towns that are saying that parents have a right to know what's going on with their kids, and he's saying no. So all these Democrats, what they're doing is they know that they can't defend these things, and they can't, and they also can't suffer through, especially because November, we have our legislature is up for re-election, so they're trying to slow the bleeding, because if New Jersey flips, God's willing, that's really bad for them.
Yeah, and it's an off-year election. Virginia has off-year elections as well, and you're right, those are bellwethers, as they say in politics. But I believe that they're afraid, you know, because everything is optics, right, Chris? And this is a big word they use in Washington, and that's, oh, that'd look bad. And if Joe Biden showed up in New York and if he were roundly booed for a whole range of reasons, military families might be inclined to boo him. September 11th families certainly inclined to boo him. Normal, right-thinking Americans inclined to boo him. People that recognize the economy as a disaster, that our open border is a disaster. In New York City, as you cited, Chris, the number of illegals in New York, overwhelming our most populous city, quite amazing. And yeah, he doesn't want to be booed. He doesn't want to be shouted out and have, you know, look, when he went to Maui, right, his motorcade went by and there were Hawaiians that came out along the side of the road to flip him off and boo and jeer. And when Donald Trump was driving in Atlanta, there were taxpayers and voters that came out to cheer his motorcade going by and wave and smile. The Democrats are in a very bad place and they know it. And wait till you hear this James Carville audio because it's very revealing. Very revealing. Chris, I think you're onto them. And yeah, you're right. Your left-wing Democrat governor who's making all the wrong moves has to hide from the public as well because they're making incredibly unpopular decisions. In fact, there are poll numbers out on, you know, how many people think that men should compete as women and boys should compete as girls in sports. And it's a shrinking number of Democrats that even think that's a good idea. God, they've got a lot of bad ideas, don't they? And I got a little more detail on tomorrow's Winchester, Virginia event, too, where I'd like to see you if you can make it. That's coming up.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing. F*** you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center in Cottonwood Saturday, September 9th during Hot Rods and Hogs Classic Car Show for a barbecue benefiting the museum. As we honor those who lost their lives on 9/11 and our post-9/11 veterans, we invite you to this fundraiser from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. featuring pancake breakfast in the morning and pulled pork sandwiches for lunch. Come join us in Cottonwood, the biggest little town in Northern California. We'll see you Saturday the 9th at the Old Firehouse on Brush Street. And thanks for your support. If you'd like to volunteer with us at this event, call Michelle at 530-859-3176.
All right. Yes, Kamala Harris will be Lower Manhattan for September 11th. Back from Jakarta, Indonesia. And Dr. Jill Biden, who's not a doctor, may or may not lay a wreath at the 9/11 memorial at the Pentagon, since she has the Wuhan. So we'll have to see how Wuhan is doing, but the plan is for that. And Joe Biden will spend the 9/11, the time you'd normally be at memorial services, he'll be in Alaska because, you know him, he's like that. Yes, sir. And I did go look up just to clarify. Tomorrow evening, the Winchester Republican Party event, which I will be attending, is at the James Charles Winery and Vineyard. The James Charles Winery and Vineyard, which is in Winchester, Virginia. A beautiful place. And please go to their website, which is easy to use. And I found the thing right away. It's pretty good. At the WinchesterGOP.org, because you have to buy tickets, because it's also a fundraiser, you know, for the Republicans, Winchester, Virginia, rather. So, great stuff. And let's go, I've run out the clock on myself again, haven't I? I'll have to get to the phones after the news break, after the top of the hour. And we've got a lot of Democrat madness still ahead because you know how they are. And CNN, they've got to be heartbroken that Suzanne Malveau broke up with Corinne Jean-Pierre. I don't know how that's going to affect their coverage. But the anchors and reporters at CNN are nearly apoplectic over the new low poll numbers for Joe Biden. I will share those new low poll numbers with you. And James Carville is concerned about wetting his bed, which is, you know, that's a sign. That's a sign. And they had the apocalyptic Kitty Porter on to lament Joe Biden's poor poll numbers as well. We got Chunk Todd and Gavin Newsom for you. And, you know, crime, mayhem, and hypocrisy. Still,
everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowner.